Please. to address your question, it wasn't on the agenda, but if you'd like to move to add it to the agenda, we can certainly call a question.
Why don't you ask the group? I mean, it seems to be a tradition at all the meetings, you know, not just here, but the national meetings. It's up to the group.
Would the group like to make a motion to have announcements right now?
Not announcements, acknowledgements. Does anybody remember that?
Jim Lafferty?
Yeah, normally it's the beginning of the meeting.
Jim Lafferty,
do you have something
you
can hear about?
Jim, you have your hand up through the chair?
Yeah, I might. I don't know what they are. If you could explain what they are, then I thought it was a good idea. Since I'm new to the board, I don't know what they are.
Jim's asking if you want to explain.
Yeah, I'm looking around to see if anybody, I mean, I'm just looking at a whole bunch of like blank faces here.
It doesn't seem to be a big issue. If you'd like to add an acknowledgement right now at the beginning of the meeting, we can squeeze it in. Let's do it.
Over here.
And can I ask your team first, do you have an acknowledgement?
Maybe someone will speak to this. Maybe someone who's been on the board longer than I.
Actually, acknowledgements are fairly standard, at least in the national board. They're frequent.
Would you like to make an acknowledgement?
I think we might to acknowledge. Go ahead.
We would like to acknowledge the event today of one of our comrades and friends of all of us, Mr. Michael Nopak. It is his birthday. And
no, because
there's a certain context to our being here at this time and place, and it's important to realize if you listen to the news, Keith Olbermann lost his job at MSNBC, considered by many to be a voice of the left. As soon as Comcast is about to buy that channel, he's out. The Huffington Post is being bought by a corporate giant, AOL. The Republicans right now in Congress are trying to pass a motion to completely defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Right now, any voice from anything close to the left is heavily under attack. And this is the time when this is the best time in my lifetime to be part of KPFK and part of strengthening this station. And I think that's why we're all here as audience, as board members. And I think it's important we remember that the mission of making this station strong and strengthened at this time when everybody's under heavy attack. And I just think that's an important framing. I saved, have it in front of me, but right on the LA Times there's two articles. It was about Olbermann and Huffington Post, and then you go back a section and again it's the Congress getting public broadcasting. So just keep that in mind when we meet and we're in this meeting, the time is now. Also, I wanted to add that during the governance committee, they passed a motion to bring to us that there would be a time certain for the originally scheduled delegates assembly of 8 p.m. Now, there's been notice that has come down from legal. Apparently, there's a legal action in place, we are not allowed to hold a delegates election or even talk about the election right now. So. so we can pass before the board the opportunity to pass on that meeting entirely, unless someone deems it important to meet over the minutes of the last meeting and adjourn. That's an option. But we did ask to have the meeting at 8 Summer.
To state that as a PNB director, a court has enjoined the holding of an election this evening, so I think there isn't much to discuss. Or that would be fruitful that we wouldn't be concluded.
You can make out today, though.
We provide my just when you say it one more time, Mike, to the audience.
Okay, as a PNB director, just to report, and this is public record, a court has enjoined the holding of a delegates election this evening, so it would be improper to convene for the holding of a delegates election. And obviously, as there's litigation, it would be improper to discuss it except in closed session. Thank you.
So if we were scheduled for a delegates meeting, if someone wants to move to not have a delegates meeting at all, that seems to be in order. Jim Lafferty? So moved from Summer Reach. Jim Lafferty, have your hand up?
I second.
Thank you. A second. Margie?
I second.
Okay. Let's just have a quick hand vote that we move not to have the PNB delegates meeting. Hands high.
Or ask if there's any objection.
Well, I'll ask for any objection first. Any objections to not having the PNB delegates assembly? Without objection, hand vote to not have the PNB delegates assembly. Please hold your hands high on this vote. One. Two, three, four, is this a hand? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it seems to be unanimous, 15 votes.
Abstentions?
Any abstentions? Any against? Very good. We'll be able to get through our entire bit of business tonight for the local station.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go right back to the reviewing the minutes. What changes?
Okay, on the delegates minutes.
And this is not delegates minutes, just LSB minutes. When we have a delegates meeting, we can address those minutes.
Okay.
This way, I have to keep them separate.
Under also present, Terry Goodman was not here as a parliamentary advisor.
For which meeting?
Well, the one we're talking about. The LSB. Jennifer Kaiser's correct title was interim assistant general manager. Mm-hmm. Not acting assistant general manager. Steve Goldsmith is not an official person of the LSB. Doesn't need to be there. Where you say they're not lying, but below, right where you have the files where you can get the audio, two paragraphs, there's a little typo there. It's not a then meeting, it's a the meeting. The meeting was called to order.
Thank you.
And Wenger moved to amend, obtain releases from the finalists, amended, not accepted by design. The vote should have gone in there. Because you had next on where we voted to table it, you put the yes no vote there.
Well, it wasn't voted on, so that's why it was not accepted, so it wasn't voted on. It was never. It was included. There was a vote that made it.
There was a vote.
Yes.
There was a vote before we moved to table it.
Yes.
So I don't know where that is, but there's only one vote counting.
Well, that's because it was voted on amendment. But the history of the amendment is not included in the minutes. It's just the final draft of the motion, and it says as amended by whoever. And that the history of that vote, according to Roberts, is not included in the minutes. The history of amendment votes is not included in the minutes.
All right, we'll see. I guess the only other addition I have was the meeting was on audio announced at 7 o'clock. So please add that where you have the date of the next meeting.
Oh, the next meeting you're saying was that we spoke of it as being for sure at 7 o'clock meeting this meeting?
At the last meeting, you set the date and the time.
Okay. I tried to access the audio from that meeting myself, and I had a great deal of difficulty. So I'm having Terry send me a new copy so I can listen to it.
I had no problem downloading it. I wouldn't try to email it. It's too big to email, but
all right, Terry, send it to me. If you want to have that change in the minutes, we can address it next time. I just don't know that we spoke about the time for the meeting.
It was on the audio.
Just to make it clear, the timing for this meeting, we were directed to add a P&B meeting, and that's why, no matter what the time was set, 6:30 was eventually set and publicly noticed for this meeting.
Well, it wasn't. P&B it was not actually properly noticed. And if you're going to change the time of the time that was already set and it's set precedent.
You want to use the microphone so everyone can hear
you? I believe, the whole group.
Can you please speak into the microphone?
Can you use the microphone?
Thank you.
And I'm just going to ask the members of the audience, please refrain from outbursts. Kim, if you don't mind, there's a mic right there.
And Mr. Chairman, can you thumbs down, please?
Sure.
I'm done.
Okay, you were saying that it was improperly noticed, this meeting. Can you clarify that?
Well, a notice is actually date, time, and location.
Right, and this meeting before, 7 days before this meeting, actually 10 days, was noticed with a date, time, and location.
I think the location just went out over the last weekend. At least to me, I didn't know where it was until the weekend.
Okay, well, we're here. I mean, as long as it's not a crisis, can we move forward? Kim, please.
Somebody else wants to speak to this.
And next on the stack.
Thank you. There's a couple of scrivener's errors. May I just bring them to your attention, John, because they're minor. For the record, Jennifer Kaiser at that meeting announced that she had already accepted the position of interim development director and was no longer the interim acting or otherwise assistant general manager. And I realize our job descriptions are amorphous at KPFK, but that was what was stated publicly, is that she was interim development director as of that meeting. So just if that could be reflected in the minutes, please. Thank you. And I think that's it, and I'll bring the other things to your attention.
And no further remarks for the minutes. Can we? Yes. Here's the mic right here.
If possible, I would request that the secretary add the internet URL to where you can listen to the audio file, as long as it's available before you distribute it. Just put it right in the minutes.
I think it may be there.
It's there, isn't it?
I think it is there.
Okay, great.
It's there.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for making that crucial change. I will look for a motion to accept the minutes as amended. A motion from Jim Lafferty, a second. From Margie Murray, any opposed? So moved. The minutes are accepted. Wow, we're moving right along here, folks. Thank you very much.
Are my changes in here?
Yeah.
About the time?
Yeah, that was
it.
Yeah.
I know what you're supposed to do.
I'll send my smart
The first order of business on the agenda, I wanted to speak for. We had a long meeting at the Governance Committee meeting dealing with issues of decorum. And John, do you mind coming in? You mind coming inside and then closing the door so it's not so loud? Thank you very much. And welcome, John Wenger. We'll have you here tonight. Ken, do you have a question?
Before we begin anything on the agenda, can we set times
for the
agenda items?
They're on there.
No, most of them don't. Those are just times for the audience. Do you want to go through the agenda and set times for everything? Or can we leave it a little fluid and try to just get through this stuff? If it runs long, call it out. Is that okay? Do you have a suggestion? Certain times you want to limit some items to?
No, not that I don't want to declare the times. It's just that the meeting runs a lot tighter when you know you have a boundary on how long you're going to take, like your section and so forth. Because we have a lot of tasks, even though we have more time. And if we set it by blocks, it'll...
And at the governance meeting, I addressed that. I'm just kind of keeping a running tally myself and trying to move things along in short order, if that's acceptable.
Okay.
Jim Lafferty, you have your hand up?
I'm just going to say, I agree with Ken in general that it would be good if we have some guidance before we start. But I think since we haven't done that tonight, it would be quicker to follow your suggestion than to try to now backtrack it and set all the times in advance.
Thank you. And just to reference, the LA City Fire Department has given us this room until essentially they say 9:30 and a half hour to get out, but they lock the doors at 10. Yeah. So I'm going to call the meeting at over 9:50 and think that in 10 minutes we can magically get the tables lined up and out the door. And if we want to continue side conversations outside, that'll be great. But just be aware, 9:50 is a time certain that we are locked out. So thank you. So the issue that governance brought up was a very important issue, and the issue of decorum. And this is at two levels. If we could please just turn our cell phones down or off to vibrate. You know what we do at my labor union is we have a little till box, a kitty. Every time a phone rings, someone's got to go put. Luckily, we're really high paid union guys. You got to put $20 in there. So maybe we start something like that. Eventually, you got to put $1 in or something. So addressing the issues of decorum, you know, the station and the board have a lot of business to get through, and disruptions at the board level and at the audience level cause us to go later and later and later, not meet our agenda. So we're going to do a trial balloon in this meeting and see how this goes, and then we'll have a motion to the governance committee to delve into this a little deeper. The proposal is, and we'll start with audience members, that we do a warning system. And if somebody speaks out of turn, if they're not, we'll give everyone the opportunity to speak. But if someone speaks out of turn without being called upon, we're going to give a warning first. Okay? And this comes from the entire board. If they continue to speak out of turn, or if we're talking on a topic and they're not speaking on topic, the second warning means that you won't be called on the rest of the evening. Okay? You're not going to be called to speak officially. If it's a third offense, then you won't be called on the next entire meeting. So the only reason we have this is so we can move this along. Everyone gets a chance to speak. We all speak in turn. We all have a respect for one another and the process. Everyone will be heard. And just a reminder, the last meeting we had in January, we set some sort of guidelines, some ground rules for decorum for the board. And I just want to kind of reread them so we can readdress these. That we agree only to speak when we're recognized by the chair, that we do not interrupt other speakers. When someone's speaking, let them finish. That we respect other members and avoid derogatory remarks toward others. And, you know, you respect and help the chair, because I'm here to help you guys get your voice out, to get things moving. So with your help and your respect, I can move that along. And remember to put the work of KPFK first. I mean, there's a lot of little side issues, but more importantly, it's the work at hand. So I would ask that those basic ground rules, that the board raises its hand in agreement. Can we all agree to those basic rules of decorum for this meeting? Can we raise our hands, everybody? It all comes down to respect, and with that, this is going to move along very well, very, very smoothly. Thank you. So I would entertain a motion to direct the governance committee to come back with concrete procedures to deal with members that are out of order.
So moved.
And is there a second? And a second. Okay. Again, so this is a motion for the governance committee to meet and to come back with a concrete set of procedures so we can make this permanent and make it very smooth. Call for anyone in opposition to that first? Call for a vote on that motion.
I have a question.
Yes. Brenda.
Would that only be in reference to members of the public, or also LSD members who don't follow that protocol?
Yeah, this is everybody, LSD members. What are you saying, John? All right, well, with no objection, motion passes. I don't see an objection. Thank you. You'll notice we have sound equipment tonight. I was reminded by a member of the board that apparently the board has had this sound equipment for a number of years, and we were asked with governance if we could use microphones, and it seems to be a nice system. It's working out well so far. Seems to be enough to cover the room. So thank you for your help. It took a little longer to set it up because we weren't able to get in the room earlier. Rodrigo?
Yes, a few years ago, there was a motion that was passed. And the LSB is supposed to have translation available at every meeting. So that motion was enforced for a few months, and then, it disappeared.
Do you remember and when that was?
It was 2004, somewhere in there. So, I would like to request, you know, that some of those motions are were skip or disappear, you know, be implemented, because as we can see, you know, many members here, you know, are, you know, Spanish-speaking people, and so that's, you know, basically I would like to, you as a chair, you know, or whichever of the bodies, you know, gotta take care of that situation. You know, I can probably bring back, you know, the motion that was passing. And it didn't take more than $100, you know, I think, every meeting to have the equipment ready.
And just to address that from the chair, one of the things that we're working on with the Secretary, John Garrett, has put in a tremendous amount of time in collecting all the motions and the minutes from previous meetings. So I think he has something like 500 pages so far, and he's going to correlate that into, we'll have an official book of motions. This is the first time I've seen what he's produced, and oh, it's all in glossy pages and the whole deal. So, John, thank you. So we will have a reference book that people can look at anytime, find the motions, and something like that would be very important to maintain. Kim?
Aren't they all on email, and they should actually go on a specific website?
Yeah. Email?
No.
Yeah, weren't they digitized? Well, I mean, they were.
John, you carry
on. They were produced electronically, so they can be put on the Pacifica website, which is where they belong.
That's going to be phase
KPFK.
Two of the plan. One, we've got a book we can have here in the room.
They're both property of KPFK and Pacifica. They're not, you know.
The point is, nobody's invited them into an electronic media. Nobody has done that into one source yet. So John's in the process of doing that, and we'll have it posted on the web for everybody.
Okay,
John's telling me that you're correct. They are accessible online.
Yeah.
So
No. He's saying they are in email form. They're in document form, so they can be put on the
web server from Pacifica.
Yeah.
Care to answer that? Yeah, John, if you don't mind clarifying that, it's a microphone amongst the French fries and taco wrappers.
All the minutes that I've acquired, I've gotten from the website, except for about six sets that were emailed to me by former chairs. So they're only about, and then I'm missing dozens. So if there's anyone out there, the secretary or the chair of the LSB, please email me 7, 8, 9, 10. We're missing a lot. But,
7, 8, 9, 10. What? Those
in the years. The years. This is what I'm missing. But most of what I've got is from the internet. And anything new we acquire, we put on the internet.
Does that answer your question, Kim?
Sure.
Point of information before I take the next hand up. Yes,
And you'd like the same thing from committee chairs, if there's anything missing that would be eliminated for the minutes. Sometimes things get passed, but the actual motion that came from the committee hasn't ended up with the LSB minutes. Do you want things like that as well?
Well, I mean, we're collecting the minutes as approved by boards, hopefully. And many of the minutes I know last year weren't approved, for example. Mm-hmm. But we still need to aggregate and collect those. If you have motions that made it from committee to the board and passed, certainly if your committee chair passed that forward.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is longer granularity. Do you want things from committees as well? Or do you just, I mean, I understand working on the board first, but in the long run, do you also want to gather together those minutes and motions and things that have come out of committee?
I don't know that they're necessary, because motions that have come out of committee.
Should
if they're passed here, then they're on the record. If they're not, then they're in the discussions listed. John Park, you have a question?
Just out of this 500, it probably won't be humanly possible just to take care of all, to act on all the motions for the next meeting. But I would like to prioritize Rodrigo's suggestion that that be taken care of at the next meeting, please.
Then I will at your request direct the secretary to find that motion, and Rodrigo, if you'll be in contact with John for the wording of the motion, we'll find it and do our best to enforce every motion that's been passed before this board, and bring things as up to date as possible. John Wenger?
With regard to some question about the minutes of the there's a lot of institutional knowledge in those minutes out of committee meetings, and in the future, people, if they don't have access to the stuff, I'm not saying they'll read these minutes, but to the extent that they exist, they should be captured and put into a central archive so that everybody can see them, so that when new people, someone who's being born today, decides to be a KPFK activist and 20 years or so, they can come and look at this stuff, and they won't have to reinvent the wheel.
Or visit the Library of Alexandria, the great repository of all knowledge.
Yes.
Okay. And just a note, also the Governance Committee.
Point of information, why are we doing this here and not in the Governance Committee report?
What I'm about to mention is talking about public comment times, and it's going to pertain to the entire meeting. So if we wait till the governance report, we will have missed the public's opportunity to speak if this passes. Is that acceptable? You were part of the governance committee, and so I'm asking at this time because this is one of the scheduled times where the public would be asked to speak. So it seems appropriate that I would ask the body right now if they would accept this motion from the governance committee.
What's the motion?
I haven't been able to get it out yet. Is that okay, Ken?
How does the group feel about it?
Jim Lafferty?
I'd love to hear it.
Thank you.
I second.
All right, very good. The governance committee passed a motion to present to the LSV that public comment, now we're guaranteed a minimum of 30 minutes public comment, so suggested by the governance committee to equally divide that into 7.5 minutes times in four or five sections throughout the day. 7.5 times. Four times. And also to recommend 90 seconds per person to speak. So instead of the traditional minute we've been doing, we'll give a minute and a half. So I would entertain that motion from the governance committee. Jim is moving for that. Is there a second?
Second.
And any opposed to that process? With no opposition, the motion passes, which will give us our first opportunity for the public to speak for a period of 7.5 minutes on the proceedings so far.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
And a point of order from Ken Aaron.
Could we assign a timekeeper, or is that going to be the vice chair?
Margie can be our timekeeper.
Okay.
And a stopwatch and the whole deal. So let's do this. You want to run that, Rodrigo, do you mind taking your microphone and just walking it over to the side of the room? And folks, we'll just start a cue here real quick. It'll be 7.5 minutes as soon as this microphone's set up. And now there's one more cord. There's a longer cord to see, Rodrigo. That's why I asked for the middle one. It's got an extra long cord.
Si necesitan, pueden hablar en español también, ¿no?
Sí, sí. All right, so we'll start our time now. We'll do 90 seconds, and then Margie will be able to put a 30-second sign up to let you know when you have about 30 seconds left, so everyone's prepared for this. First speaker, and we're bringing a microphone stand, so hopefully that'll help.
This is a generality. For the last 20 years, our station has been moving more and more to the right. And sadly, our programming, for representing our community has been suffering. Programming has been disappeared, shifted into oblivion, weird hours, and the constant battle continues. And then the lockdown of the station for programmers themselves who have no access to get in. Most of the computers are broken upstairs on the second floor, and these are people that are volunteers, continuously donate with a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of hardship, continue to produce, try to produce programming without the assistance of the station. And the most the station can do is provide the hardware. And the hardware is broken, the printers do not function upstairs on the second floor. That makes it vitally difficult. All I am saying is humanely, our station is moving more and more to the right. And if we do not heed our own mistakes, we will lose the critical. Because we have removed all the time from the people who are speaking the truth to all of us on a revolutionary sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I would like to come in briefly on two things. One, the posting of the minutes and the motions, because not only is it institutional memory for this station, it also serves as guidelines and inspiration for other stations, because in many cases, for instance, in the public comment idea of having a minimum set time, other stations did not observe this basically until we pioneered it. So it's good that all the stations can see what the other stations are doing. And the other thing I'd like to talk about is as a paradigm for Spanish language simultaneous translation. So now we have a guy from Peru talking about environmental things and Mother Earth, and that was done beautifully.
This morning?
Yes. I interviewed her yesterday or this morning, and it was, you know, the Spanish...
there's a microphone stand if you want now, Roger, to make an answer. You can keep talking.
Okay, well, the Spanish translation was, you know, the Spanish language was at a nice level so that I, with my limited Spanish, could understand it clearly and hear it. And the English translation was over it, but at a level that it did not drown out the Spanish. So I would propose that be possibly a model for it.
Very good. And there's time. Thank you very much, Roger. Thank you, Jason. Many of you remember Jason from our last LHB meeting, a new volunteer that's helping at the station, and he does audio, so he's volunteered to help us with our new microphone system. Thank you, Jason.
My name is Ruben Tapia, and I'm talking on behalf of Enfoque Latino and the Association of Spanish Speakers at KPFK. I hear that there's something challenged to the decision was taken the first meeting of the year. You know, I'm really, I oppose what happened because I strongly believe that the voting was done clearly in clarity and fairness. I witnessed myself how the votes were counted. And I strongly encourage the whole LSV that you be wise and don't delay the decision which was already taken care of. So please don't play games and go ahead with a lot of business that we have to do in terms of improving our programming, either in Spanish as well and strongly as well in English. And you know there's a big challenge that we have. So please don't play games and go ahead with the decisions that were already taken and already were done. Okay?
Thank you very much. Doug, you next.
This chair has said that I'll be punished if I don't stick to the topic. I was in that meeting. Governance did not say that the listeners would be punished for not sticking to the topic. I was in Jamaica a few times. Males in Jamaica do not zip their fly. Al Jazeera was in discussion in the programming committee 3 years ago. Mizarin has blocked it then. I'm really glad that we have the leftist balls to have Al Jazeera on our radio station.
Yes.
This paper from the Inland Empire has pointed out that Mr. Obama has decided to support Al Jazeera in the media in America. So now that progressive Democrats have decided it's okay and they've moved the middle of the road far enough, our station is acting liberal.
Israel, good evening.
Good evening. As you said, just to comment only on things brought up so far, I'd like to comment on the so-called delegates meeting not being held on the issue of revisiting, I didn't say revoting, I said revisiting the matter of our PMB staff election. I think it's been handled very poorly all the way around. Not naming names or putting blame, but everything from bypassing the LSB to bring an issue up to the PMB, going to court. Again, I haven't seen the documents, although I can see them myself. But I find it hard to believe, and we do have some lawyers here, that we can't talk about it without, in such a manner, without violating court orders. At the same time, hopefully that we can arrange some way to get it out of court, not to have more expenses, not to have more conflict. I think it's more than unfortunate. It's pretty pathetic that we can't settle our affairs among ourselves in a decent face-to-face way in and out of meetings. So I would urge that we, within the framework of the court order, which I haven't seen, that we have discussions either privately or publicly to try to deal with this before it continues to go through the court system and make it more expensive and to facilitate and to in engender more conflict here. That's not the way to do it. And I'm prepared myself to give my opinions, whatever they're worth, and many of you are too, on the issue. But not saying anything isn't going to solve it, and saying the wrong thing to make it worse, I need to talk about it.
And that fulfills our 7.5 minutes for this time, so unfortunately, sure enough, that's our, we've got through our list of people. The next order of business is to establish, yes?
Two things. I don't recall in governance hearing that we were going to punish people. I don't recall hearing that. Number, I don't recall hearing that we were going to make the listeners stick to some pre-approved topic. I mean, they can speak on what they want to. I don't know where that came from.
Okay, well, we just agreed.
Maybe Wenger could speak to this. He has a hand.
Yeah, I chaired the meeting, and I don't recall it either. I was surprised when Doug said he wasn't allowed to talk to anything except the stuff that had already been discussed. That was new to me, and so I missed it too. So I don't think it happened.
And Michael?
I agree. I was the one who made the motion at the governance committee that we divide the time, and it didn't talk about what people were to talk about. It was only that we wanted to have time for comments prior to us voting on anything of substance to give the. But if you want to talk about something else,
okay. And let me clarify that. I was asking that between the governance motion and this evening, that we can do this as a trial balloon. And again, we're sending it to governance for solid rules and solid verbiage, so that I put this out tonight so that when we do have a topic of discussion that is crucial for a motion, that most of these comments are going to be at times of making motions. If somebody diverges greatly from that and uses that time that we need to deal with an important issue, it's going to be a distraction to the board. So I'm just asking your indulgence this one time that we abide by that. Obviously, the opening of the meeting, that we discussed a lot of stuff, so they can, people were able to talk about whatever they wanted. Summary, you have your hand up.
Thank you. I'd have to say I think it would be violative of the Public Meeting Act to try and dictate what the public would speak about. Frankly, it's quite arrogant. They can choose to be completely off topic, totally non-germane, and absolutely say whatever the hell they want during their 60 or 90 seconds. It's not our place to tell them. It's our place to listen. Whatever they feel like talking about. We can wish that they would entertain the motions that are before us. That's up to us as governing members to focus on the motions. And it's our role as representatives to listen to what the public has to say, no matter how irrelevant. That's what public time is about. Thank you.
Yeah, obviously, they could stand there and just say nothing, speak Russian, Japanese, Martian, anything. We can't have any kind of restraint or evaluation of public speech. I can understand there's a thing in Robert's Rules of Order about a member of the body going off topic. That's a different issue. In public, per the Brown Act or per our bylaws, they can address any issue they want, unless they violated some law by threatening to hurt some others.
Very good. Jim Lafferty, your hand up?
Yeah, I just a comment. I agree with Ken and with some.
Thank you. Fred, you have a question? Comment?
Yeah, I think the kernel of practicality and meaning in what the chair is suggesting is that we attempt to address issues brought forward, but without any constraint. It's more a matter of encouragement, like what I heard, than a rule.
Thank you. I can put the issue to rest, and we'll open up the public to talk about whatever they want, at the risk of sounding arrogant, as was stated by one of our well-meaning members. Martina, do you wish to continue further comment on this, or can we move forward?
Okay.
All right. So the public understands you can talk about whatever you want or have a minute and a half of dead air. Just don't do it on the radio. How's that?
Also, I didn't hear about any punishments that we were going to inflict on.
What's the punishment that you're referring to?
The punishment that you said if they spoke once or twice or three. I mean, I don't recall that.
We spoke on this earlier. We asked for a motion to show hands. We had a discussion. I think we're long beyond that. Can we move forward?
Yeah,
thank you. The next item on the agenda is establishing a date and times for the next LSB meetings. And I have proposed three dates that we can suss out quickly. As our tradition has been to meet one month on a Wednesday and the next month on a Saturday, tonight is being Wednesday, I propose March 12th as a Saturday. Unless anyone knows of any major scheduling conflicts or events that are going to really throw us off here. Margie?
I don't know if you can't talk to the Brown Act.
So you have a personal conflict schedule, and is it something
else? Yes, it's a Progressive Democratic.
What time is it? Well, this would be Saturday. We can call the time. I would suggest maybe 10 a.m. What time's your event?
It's in the morning.
So does anybody have the input on March 12th at 10 a.m., John Wanger?
I strongly object to morning meetings.
And, okay, what do you...
12 is fine. It's not in the morning.
So one strong objection for 10 a.m. Summer?
And I, too. Frankly, this 10 a.m. thing came up at the last meeting at the suggestion of two board members. We've been meeting at 1 o'clock on Saturdays the last 3 years because for most of us who have families and lives and commitments, having to be there at 10 a.m. on Saturday is not okay. Really convenient. It chews up our whole day no matter what we do. It's just what we do.
Sure. And Jim Lafferty, you have your hand up?
Well, I prefer meetings in the morning, frankly, but most people prefer the afternoon.
And Martini, you're also asking for morning. We have two for afternoon, two for morning.
Some of us like
see your hand up front.
Morning.
Morning, Margie.
Afternoon,
Omar.
It should be morning.
Morning, Fred, Larry,
afternoon.
Afternoon. Well, do you guys want to just take a vote on this?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It's fair.
We have a long tradition.
Well, and Margie's suggesting we rotate them. How about we do every other Saturday? One's at 10, one's at 1?
Sure.
Is that acceptable to everyone on the board?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Her suggestion was to rotate the Saturdays so that one Saturday would be 10 a.m. and then 2 months later would be 1 p.m.
Great.
And John is expressing a...
Yeah, the board has been running for 7 years. Before that, it was running for 3 or 4 years as an advisory board. They've always had afternoon meetings. There's a reason for that. It's just better.
So I object to
overturning this long-standing tradition of more than 10 years with a Roman slot.
Thank you, John. Martini, you next.
Can I make a motion?
You can make a motion if you'd like.
Can I move to vote to hold meetings on Saturdays? One Saturday in the morning, one Saturday afternoon, and alternate.
The times being 10 and 1?
Being 10 and 1.
Second.
There's a second. So there's any objection to that?
Clarification?
Yes.
And we'd still be doing our alternating Saturday, Wednesday. So technically,
yes.
It would be every 3 months that you'd either have a 1 p.m. or a 10.
Right.
Thank you. Just for clarification.
So we'll call for the vote on the motion. Is there any objection to that motion? We might be able to move right through this. Without objection.
Excuse me. Well, if you're calling for the vote, I call for the... If there's a motion, I call for the question. I call for a vote.
We call for the vote. A show of hands for the motion that we meet Saturdays at 10 and the next Saturday at 1. We show your hands. Hold them high. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 4. And against, please show your hands. Anyone against the motion, please show your hands. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 against and abstentions. 1, 2, 2 abstentions. Motion passes. So we'll meet March 12th, Saturday at... So here's the question. Is it 10 a.m. or do we start at 1 p.m. on this Saturday? We did one. John?
The last meeting was at 10. The next meeting, to be fair, should be at 1.
And Kim?
To rotate.
Well, I have two things. First, does anybody got me cold? I'm freezing.
There's a thermometer right behind him.
Cold? Yeah. Okay.
Jim, you mind dialing that in? No, Jim's on it already.
Okay, great. Now, perhaps we need to discuss the location of where this might be as well. I heard some discussion about San Diego and Santa Barbara.
I sent an email and I mentioned those two words, and I think you take them out of context. I said that our signal area reaches as far as Santa Barbara, Santa Clarita, and San Diego, but that doesn't mean we're going to be able to meet that far away. That's a little bit of a burden. However, we do need to spread it past the 2 or 3
stations. Preferably at the station. At or near the station, preferably at the station. I'll bring up the bylaws if you want. Actually, I have a hard copy.
So the question before us, are we okay with 10 or with 1 p.m. for this Saturday, March 12th? Jim Lafferty? There's a move. And is there a second?
Yes.
Margie, are you second?
Sure.
Any objections to 1 p.m. Saturday, March 12th? Without objection, motion passes. And so the next one I would suggest would be a Wednesday. The first early Wednesday in April would be the 6th at 7 p.m. Are there any major conflicts, station activities, things we know about? That's Wednesday, the 6th, April 6th at 7 p.m. And any objections to that date?
Well, it's only 3 weeks. Isn't it like 3 weeks past the 12th?
Can't do
that. Kim, if you could get to your table.
It's the 4th.
And we speak from the table, I'll call on you.
Well, I'm at my computer.
Kim, it's the Martina, morning. You have your hand up?
I don't. If we're talking about locations, during the week, it would be a lot easier for the commute if the weekday meetings in the evening were closer to the station. I would suggest within 15 miles because that puts us in downtown LA. And the weekend meetings, when the commute times are not so bad, we can go into other signal areas.
Yes. Yes.
Or further out to the area. But I would say 15 miles. And we can talk about this later, but it would be very helpful.
Excellent. Omar?
I favor Martina. But I have a suggestion. Why not if we explain all this in our emails, because pretty much we do have a full schedule tonight, so I'd like to recommend if we could think this out by email, location, time, et cetera. So.
Summer, you have your hand up.
Thank you. I think Martina's suggestion is good in terms of not going too far afield on weekday evenings because traffic is hell. But I would also say even on Saturdays, I prefer that we go further afield on the ones that start at 1 o'clock and the ones that start at 10 a.m. because the same thing applies. If you have to drive too far, you're probably going to be late. So, and 15 miles puts us here, too. I mean, 15 miles is a pretty wide radius of Los Angeles. So it's really good if we're going really far out, in which case I would totally support that. So, well, maybe we're at 18 miles, but we can't be that far.
I think it's like 15.2 if you take the Brea, technically. Kim, you know,
27 miles.
If you do the direct route, it's a little short.
Okay, I drive the 30 miles.
Yeah. I'm sorry, through the chair. Kim, you're next.
I can read from the bylaws. Meetings shall be held within the local radio station area in facilities of sufficient size to accommodate members affiliated with that radio station and the public, preferably in the station.
So your interpretation of that is local station area does not mean broadcast signal?
Signal area is a signal area. Station area is the location on 379 West North Coendo, whatever it is.
Jim, it looks like you have your hand up.
Well, I think that's a fair reading of the bylaws, but I don't understand why we're dealing with that right now. I agree with that, but I thought right now we're just trying to... Nobody's proposed doing anything except being somewhere near the station.
No, he's...
And next through the chair. I'm sorry, Kim?
Just talk.
I'm sorry, Jim and Kim? Jim, please. I'll have to call you out of order to continue. Chuck Anderson, had your hand up next.
I'd like to entertain a motion that one person does not dominate the meeting, that other people here would like to speak. And if we're going to come here and meet and just hear one person jabber through the whole meeting, I criticize you for letting her speak out. So I'm entertaining a motion that other people are allowed to speak and not one person just speaks through the whole meeting.
Thank you. And in all fairness, I'm looking for your hands and I'm scanning the room. And as I see them, if you put your hand up, I see it. If I have a finger up, I'm less likely to see it. But I'm going to keep scanning and I know, Rodrigo, you were next and I'll work my way to the right.
Well, I say in Chuck's motion, but also I want to reiterate that Omar did a suggestion in terms of wrapping up this situation. I think there was no attention paid to the suggestion that Omar did. So due to respect, we got to have whether we continue or not. So if we're going to continue, we've got to kind of move quick because we have this big, long list right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about locations and stuff. So let's take into account that.
Yeah, I recommend that we set the dates and we can deal with locations on a piecemeal basis. Generally speaking, we need to spread them out around the area and we'll take under advisement that weeknights perhaps closer to the station, that'll definitely influence how we pick locations. Omar, you were next, and let's try to move through this quickly.
A second of a reels.
Thank you. I'll repeat that. Does anyone want to add any new information? information to this, or can we move forward and pick dates?
I agree. I think we can hash out these little particulars amongst ourselves, not in a public meeting.
Thank you. Do you have your hand up, Margie?
No.
Thank you. Chuck, one more time.
Yeah, I would like to suggest meeting in Orange County. Quite discriminate.
Okay, very good. We'll also take that in our advisement. We'll deal with this as it comes up, certainly will. So, any objections to April 6th, Wednesday at 7 p.m.? Without objection, we are going to meet April 6th at 7 p.m. on a Wednesday. The next suggested day would be in May 14th on a Saturday, and we would make that one at 10 a.m.
Objection is a planned conference on police abuse and industrial conflict.
So Michael's saying there's a planned meeting on police abuse and the prison industrial complex. Any other objections to that day? John Winger?
There's a one-year musical event that occurs that day, and I'm going to go to it.
So if people have conflicting schedules, do you want to try the week? But just prior to that, let me look it up here. Okay, what's your objection?
5 hour festival.
My objection is I don't think that could be considered much
cheating.
So, Margie has the point. She had a conflict the first day, and we moved it to do it. Is there any other objections to May 14th at 10 a.m.? Ariana?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the conference.
You'll also be at the conference?
Yes.
Okay, since we have three members that have conflicts, is it appropriate we pick a date a little sooner? Is that okay, Margie? Not trying to single anybody out here. The 7th would be a month after the 7th.
Consider the March thing, so 13th.
Well, that's a Sunday. So I'm proposing to accommodate schedules May 7th at 10 a.m. I'm looking for a show of hands. Anyone objecting to the 7th of May?
Oh, yeah.
We have one objection, Summer.
It's like Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah. Good following me, the 21st. Is anything happening on the 21st?
Anyone object to the 21st? It's about a month and a half after that. Starts to put us later into the month over the course of the year, and may crunch the next month if we look at the big picture. So the what day is Mother's Day?
The 8th. I mean, that's fine.
That's the day after. So this is the day before Mother's Day, Rodrigo?
Well, maybe if we get to an agreement, we can move it for Sunday, you know, like the next day after, whatever, you know, kind of closer. You know, if there are like many conflicts for the first Saturdays, you know.
Omar?
You can do it for the 7th. You don't have to take it.
Sorry, Summer.
Sorry.
Well, since we share each other's email addresses, why not we decide by email?
Well, that would be a decision of the board by email, which we cannot do according to the law. So we decide on it today in a public forum. The objection to the 7th has been removed.
Yeah.
I moved the 7th as much as nobody is.
That's fine.
Thank you. Martini, you had
second.
I second.
Thank you. So we're at the 7th. No major objections. The 7th at 10 a.m. We've got the next three meetings scheduled, and we'll work on locations and find an agreement on that. Next order of business.
Point of clarification.
Yes, Brenda.
So for May 7th, we're having for the March 12th meeting at 1 p.m. Is that correct?
March 12th, 1 p.m.
And then for May 7th, wouldn't it be 10 a.m.?
10 a.m., that's correct. Right. That's what I said.
Okay, just to make sure.
Okay, the next order of business, we have a report from station management. Now, we have two members of station management here. We have Zubri Fields, our operations director, and we also have Alan Minsky. So since the two of you are here, I'd love if you could figure out to divide up. And Alan, do you mind sharing the mic with him when it's appropriate?
Yeah, I will, but Zeus first.
All right, then we're all going to divide up 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll keep it brief. I think it's like 8:15 already.
And you don't need to work the mic so close because we got an operator here.
Okay, cool. I will, start off. Thanks for having us this evening. And we'll start with the business manager's notes. As of today, cash in the bank is $446,000 with outstanding payables of $50,000. Total central services owed to the national office is $318,000 at the end of January of this year. We still have an outstanding loan that WBAI still owes us $46,000. This doesn't include payroll and any billbacks for February of 2011. We're at this moment trying to negotiate with the national office about WBAI's outstanding debt to us. We might possibly take that $46,000 and offset our debt to the national office. As for outreach, Jennifer is continuing to do media sponsorships. The one event that we do have on the calendar as of today is May 1st by the music department, a tribute to Billy Higgins. Also in the grants field, in December, the station, we applied for a grant that the LABWP was offering in terms of the environment and becoming more energy efficient. Unfortunately, we did not get that grant, but our solar project has piqued the interest of the LADWP, and they are considering working with us in some shape or form in the continued incentives and rebates, and also the possibility of a grant in retrofitting some of our lights in the building and further grading the building as well. That, however, we're not, you know, we're going to continue to pursue other grants that are available. And if any members of the board or anyone in this room gets word of grants that may be out there that aren't on our radar, please let myself or Jennifer Kaiser know, and we definitely will be looking into that. Also, there's an advertising and marketing campaign being developed that would fit within our budget. I think everyone here sitting at the tables knows that we need to put some kind of money and resources, some shape or form, in getting the word out about KPFK and introducing it to folks that have no idea that we exist. Let's see. Okay. All right. For my bit of business. I know there's a lot of talk about the lockdown. I don't want to call it a lockdown because that's not what it is. About six months ago, I was asked to look at our access policies, which we really did not have any. Along with that, also our safety emergency response plans, which we have neither of those, nor does Pacifica have an emergency plan in the works. So I sat upon this task, and I felt that before we even start talking about how the station will respond effectively, efficiently, and responsibly to an emergency, we need to really sit down and figure out how we are going to facilitate access to the station. Now, Pacifica, throughout all of the stations at Pacifica, KPFK is the only station that has been freely open for anyone to come in, sleep in a studio, do drugs in the station, conduct business, have LSB meetings, have meetings of whatever nature. Even at one point, someone was running a scam in the building with a meeting. And, you know, with those kind of things in mind, we have to control the flow of people coming in a responsible fashion, because at the end of the day, KPFK is responsible for every individual inside the station. So about 4 months now, I believe, three, 4 months ago, I put it out there that this is what we need to do. There obviously is a problem, and the question out there is, how do we control the access to the station, and how should we do that? So I gave every single individual that opportunity to come to my table or come to my office, send me an email, give me a phone call, and plenty of folks did. They brought their concerns to me, and in doing that, it also opened up my eyes that we really need to do something as soon as possible, because a lot of the shenanigans going on, particularly in the overnight. And, you know, just to share a brief story with you, I myself had one evening rushed to the station because a few of the female programmers were being harassed by a particular male individual who has no program there, is not on the board, nor even comes to the station to volunteer. I happened to be in the area, And upon my responsibility, I showed up at the station where I had asked this individual to leave, and I was almost physically assaulted. And I take my safety very seriously, as well as the safety of the people at the station. So, fortunately, the police did respond in an appropriate time, and that gentleman was removed from the station. So it's these kind of things that really brought my concern and why I felt it was important that we really need to define how folks can access the station in a responsible way. And also being able to account for who is in the station. The station, as you know, is on an earthquake vault, and it's not if an earthquake's going to happen, it's when an earthquake's going to happen. And heaven forbid that our great station does collapse and people are in it, and we have no way, and if we were to continue with the status quo, we would have no way of accounting for folks that are in the building. I'll take a few questions, if that's all right, as I'm going along.
Just keep an eye on when I'm able to have on speak.
Okay, I'll try to keep it, try to keep it brief.
I'll cue them up for you. Fred?
A lot of things can have happened and a lot of things are imaginable. Can you summarize what the policy is? And let's discuss perhaps whether it's deemed reasonable.
Generally, I mean, we still somewhat have an open door policy. I mean, folks are still welcome to come into the building and conduct their business. What we have asked, because there aren't much staff folks there in the evenings, and that seems to be when most of the problems have been happening, that we are requiring folks that need access to the building, just like every other Pacifica station, in the evening. You need a key card to get in. You need a computer login to log in. Now these have been given out with folks that have requested them. I have not denied anyone that reasonably does need them. I mean, I have turned away some folks that don't work at the station, don't volunteer for the station. So what we're trying to do is to really utilize keep those resources for the folks that are actually there to conduct business. Because as you know, as was mentioned earlier, that the printers are messed up, the computers are messed up. We can't continue to afford to keep repairing these computers. Rodrigo, then John Winger.
Summer was next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. Oh, you want to keep the start going?
Yeah, it'll be smoother that way.
Thank you, Zuberi, for being here this evening. I guess I have two sets of questions. One is on the access thing. As a lot of people know, I don't have internet at home. The only reason I really need it is for this board. And the reason I know so much about the station is from filling 14-hour shifts working there dealing with board business, whether it's the GM search committee or the finances, or now that I'm on the PNB. I got left standing out in the rain last month with my mom and my kid while it was raining, while a board op who knows me, who works for the station and knows darn well everything I do there, and I'm doing station business when I'm there, talked to me through the intercom and told me the policy wasn't taking place for another 2 weeks. So I was going to have to stand there in the rain while she decided whether to buzz the door open. I was pretty upset, okay? I came in the building, all right? I guess what I'd like to, I'm not upset with you over that, okay? But I saw no mention of the LSB on those notices around the station. I recognize that staff, generally, I feel, does not like our presence that much. And I felt that not having included on the list of people that would be appropriate to give access to was another slight that says we really wish you weren't in the building. I was told 3 years ago when I was first seated on the board that all LSB members were entitled to a pass card. I never stressed on it because we have had a very open door policy. I guess what I'd like to know from you here now is, are all LSB members entitled to ask you for a pass card and a computer login so we can do LSB business on those computers? Because, you know, I went there this week too, okay, and a different person let me in. Somebody who doesn't know me and doesn't know who I am, but when I told her who I was, let me in the building. And at 3 in the morning on Saturday night, I saw 15 people in the hallways, all there for one program, okay? Now, they weren't running off of anything, but the place was extremely crowded for a place that I, as an LSB member, can't get buzzed in.
We have about 30 seconds left.
So, I'm saying, like, there needs to be facilitated access for the LSB, and it needs to be up front, so we're not feeling like second-class citizens that have to come begging for that.
One, you're not a second-class citizen. Two, this is the first time I've ever heard of your ordeal at the door.
Okay.
I mean, these kind of things you've got to bring to my attention. I can't deal with something if I don't have any idea about it. LSB has always been able to access the building.
Okay.
Now, with the new rules, you know, with these new, you know, rules and whatnot, you're more than welcome to use the computers. All I'm asking for folks is that, you know, these are in place so we can have somewhat of an account of who's in the building.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd be more than obliged to give you a computer login, but I can't just give to folks that I don't know that need them.
Zuber, I'm sorry, we have only 5 minutes
left. I'm just asking that you name it to the board, that's all. Thank you.
All right, we only have 5 minutes left for our program director.
Okay.
We're going to squeeze all this in.
We have a staff.
Can we just get Rodrigo and then I'll move on to the
next person on the staff? Is Rodrigo can answer this question and then we'll allow, you know, the remainder of time for Alan.
The volunteer room was instituted more than 4 years ago, and it was instituted for everyone. It had 10 computers, new computers, right? And the policy back then was open access to all the people who were working for the radio station. Now, the policy that Zuber is talking about says that those computers are only for producers. Those are the signs that are there. So it doesn't mention volunteers. It doesn't mention, you know, all the people that belong to the committees that are working for the radio station. You know, I concur with you, Samuel Ruiz. You know, the problem with this policy is that it is, you know, chasing away people. People are afraid. Sundays at 12, those printers go off. We work until 1 or 2 in the morning. We cannot print. That policy is affecting the production of the programming. It's not well articulated, you know, and it should be removed immediately because all these people right here are the owners of the radio station. We are the owners of the radio station. You know, and the people who own the radio station gotta have access to the radio station. We take care of that radio station. I haven't seen one thing that he's saying, you know, drugs. When I asked about drugs, I said, when do you find it?
Yes, and when he finds drugs.
Yeah, but do they live during the day or not? Well, I don't know. So yeah, exactly. You know, it can be during the day or not. So there are like many things that I would like the LSB, this LSB, to get a meeting now that, you know, thank you for coming, Zuberi, to have a special meeting to talk about that policy and how it's going to affect the radio station, you know, and all its, you know, issues, you know, and all, you know, their functions.
I think you have a good idea that we have a special meeting to address this issue.
Please,
sort of running up against a time wall at a point of order that's been asked for.
Point of order. I'm not directing this to you, but here's the problem. It goes back, frankly, to Ken's point at the beginning of the meeting. If you don't know how much time is allotted to the topic, and if some people raise their hand first and talk at some length, then others of us who want to be heard on that topic have no right to be heard on the topic. That doesn't make sense to me.
So can we call for a limit of a minute, 60 seconds for comments from the board?
I recommended that at the very first meeting of this board back in December or something. But at any rate, if you each knew how much time there was, then you could maybe say, we only have so much for this, but so maybe we only take 30 seconds.
Right, we're at a 15-minute limit. If we start pushing other business back, we can extend this to 20 minutes so that Alan has a chance to talk.
I still have one more topic, but I do want to... I guess you want to call it
Margie. And Margie was next on the staff. We can continue on this. And Alan, I'm apologizing. We're shrinking your time.
I have. Well.
Go ahead.
Hi. I just would like to offer my services. I wrote 2 earthquake manuals for companies, and I have copies of them. And it would be horrific if we were caught in the situation of a major earthquake. So that's something that LSB and management should immediately, I believe, address. We need full support on that. With regards to the computer situation, I kind of see both sides of it. Mm-hmm. So I think a further discussion with board members and you would be in order. Because we also have to realize that we work hard to bring in computers and we want to make sure that they're handled responsibly. Are we out of business more than one time? And we have to treat, I believe, the station equipment with a lot of respect. It's not inexpensive. And just one last topic for you. I'd like to ask you how much the entire solar project will cost. And my second part to that, real quickly, is I would like to specify that the solar project money go into an account that is not commingled with other fundraising money. I think it's a real problem. And I think that KPFK has to act in a more financially responsible manner.
And I believe that as a member of the fellowship and all these members, we've been tasked with government to act in a fiduciary manner. And I get very distraught when I find out how much is a project, where's the money, and it can't be just dumped in a general fund, because that could be problematic.
Can I just end on the security, but I did want to touch on the solar project.
Please.
Yeah, we can just make it very brief.
I'll make it absolutely very brief.
As well.
One, I definitely welcome your help in developing an emergency response plan. When I did put out the access policy, I did clearly state that during the initial vetting period, you will find that there are some things that we may have missed. There are going to be some things that we may need to change. This isn't something that is etched in stone. I'm a person, or all my colleagues will definitely concur with this. I'm a reasonable person that is willing to work with folks and see reason, but I like to work with people, you know, in a rational manner. Now, moving on to the solar project. The solar project, putting this project together, one of the things I did think, thought of, was that it's going to be outside of our operations budget, or our operational budget. That's going to be a project that we raise money on its own. And I did make the necessary preparations to isolate that money that is raised primarily for the solar project. The solar project itself costs $75,000. That includes repaving the parking lot, eliminating trip hazards, and also making the parking there more efficient. We'll actually gain some parking spaces. Just a few bullet points on the solar project. I thought this was the time to do it because of the money that was available from the American Reinvestment Act. We're actually getting about $55,000 to go towards the solar project. That's the $75K is after the rebates and incentives. So at this point in day, we're at about $10,000 more or less. Actually even had a generous donor come in yesterday. He used to be a major donor, was actually turned off by a number of reasons by the station. But having met with him, I brought him back into the fold and guaranteed that his money was going to go to this project. He wrote a check for $5,000, handed it to me. I looked him in the eye and I said, I'm not going to stop until this project is completed. I feel it's very necessary. We need to practice what we preach, and hopefully we can be a shining example as the first solar-powered radio station in Southern California, and encourage folks to go solar. Also, this project has given us the opportunity to bring not just new major donors, or pique the interest of new major donors, but also bringing back a major donor that have been turned off by the station or for whatever reasons. And this will put us in a better position for when we do need to call upon our major donors for particular projects. In the future, and believe me or not, there is a handful.
Don't worry, thank you. We need to be respectful to Alan Minsky's time, so we can hear from him as well. Does the board want to continue a conversation on solar?
Yeah, at least a question.
The first hand I saw was Jim.
Yeah, I have a motion.
You have a motion.
And I think it would be non-controversial. I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but I think so. First of all, I want to commend you. I know you're doing your best, and I know you're doing a fantastic job trying to make that station secure. I know the problem that you're facing. I think I would like to move that any member of the board, certainly, should be given, and I'm sure you're willing to do that, should be given, I think that's awful that that happened this summer, that every member of the board should certainly have what I have so they can get into the station. And there might be another way to deal with sponsorships.
So you're asking a motion all members of LSB get a pass card to the station?
Yes. And the code.
Well,
there's a motion before the group and a second that members of the LSB get a computer login and a pass card.
Yes.
Any objections to that?
I'd like to make a friendly amendment.
Yes.
And there's a friendly amendment first.
It can be separable from my family. I also think that the phone room volunteers should be able to use the computers when they're there at the station.
they are able to, but we all know that there are limited computers,
John,
and programmers that are going to be on here.
We'll have that as a separate issue.
Sure.
This is just dealing with the board issue.
Yeah.
And I saw a hand up here, Ken Aaron. Oh, actually, Rodrigo was next, and then I'll get to Ken.
Yeah, no, I would second basically what, you know.
But they might have a separate motion.
Wenger is stating, you know. Yeah. Okay, well, if it's going to be a second motion, fine. So I'll wait for a second motion.
Ken Aaron, I think I started.
Just one point of information, if there's any prohibition on expense of giving us cards or providing us computer logins.
It should be on an as needed basis. Each card does cost $5 to produce. But I would rather not give someone a card that isn't going to use them. But if on an as needed basis.
As much as anybody wants.
Okay, and then Martina.
Can I add to the motion that if an LSB member wants a card, they donate the $5 to the card?
So there's a friendly amendment. Jim, do you accept the friendly amendment that we make the cards available to the members of LSB for $5?
I get to that.
Kim Hoffman had her hand up next.
Well, I did want to, I'll speak on this motion that I would say that, I don't care about the $5 necessarily, but definitely if any card is lost, they have to absolutely pay for replacement.
Absolutely. That's in the agreement we're having. It's just an individual that gets a card signed.
Is it possible for us to see the solar contract and where exactly are the separate funds that there's...
Kim, I'm sorry, through the chair. We do have a stack, and it sounds like you're on to another question.
Well, I'm questioning him on what he spoke about. Not actually on...
We're dealing with a motion on the table.
Call question.
We have a call for the question. The motion, again, Mr. Secretary, do you mind repeating the motion?
Rafferty moves that any member of the board who wants a pass card for $5 and...
No.
Can we withdraw the $5?
Just to be clear, my motion is anybody who wants a pass card gets one.
At the expense of the station.
Was that friendly amendment accepted or is it...
Pass card login.
Thank computer login.
Whatever that.
Thank you.
Whatever it takes to get in the
station. Thank you.
They're not standing in the way.
And with the commands.
So just to restate the motion, is that any member of the LSB, if they desire a pass card at the expense of the station and a computer login, they should get it. Any objections to that?
I don't understand why. People can't afford the $5, especially because the board is on a volunteer basis and should be able to fork up $5 for the station. Because already, as is, we are trying to take more resources to the station instead of putting in. So I actually would want Martina's friendly amendment to be reinstated within that motion.
So the question before the floor, we're going to take a hand vote, a show of hands. Who agrees the motion that members of the LSB at the expense of the station can get a pass card and a computer password?
Point of order. I think we had to have public comment before voting. Is that right?
No.
Questions
We've called the question. So again, a show of hands for this motion. Hold them high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Chuck, is that a hand? 8. Is that a hand? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. It seems unanimous. Motion passes.
On order. He is correct, and it says in the minutes, for future reference, prior to passing the motion to have public comment.
Very good.
On significant issues.
Specifically scheduled 7.5 minutes after the station management report and prior to passing the motion.
Michael, I'm sorry, just to go. I'll take that under advisement and redo our questions.
Before the jury leaves, I would like to take an opportunity to try to do our process in this organization different than we've done it in the past. When Zuberi was speaking, I agreed with every single concern he had, and I think he's an honorable man. When Rodrigo was speaking, I agreed with everything he had to say, and yet I see contention between the two of them. I think one of the ways to overcome this is if Saveri and Rodrigo are willing to meet and discuss, not in an open meeting like this, what Rodrigo's concerns are and what Saveri's concerns are, and talk it out man to man as people who both support this station and want to get the greatest amount of access as possible while having security. I mean, I do lock my house before I leave at night because I have things that I don't want to lose. This station has valuable equipment. I received an email this week that somebody wanted to use equipment, that printers are broken, that there's no access. Security, in theory, will give us better quality equipment for a longer period of time without breakdowns. But I do think that this is the people's station. They have a right to there.
Thank you. So,
can you guys engage yourself to do that?
All right. Zubair, I'll let you answer the question, but then we need
to... I know a lot of folks have questions, concerns, complaints. You're more than welcome to email me at operations@kpfk.org, or you can call me at 985-2711, extension 224. I mean, unless you guys want to give more time for me to answer questions or whatnot.
In the interesting meeting, our agenda element is waiting. We're almost out of time for that. Kim, is this something that
we
absolutely need to handle?
Yeah, and it'll be short.
Please, Kim.
So the very can we see the contract for the solar thing, and where is the bank account? Where's the money going?
I don't have any of that on me. We can talk about that at the station.
Can we get the contract?
I don't have that on me.
I know you don't, but when you get there, you sign it. There's this big signing stating picture.
Kim, this conversation can be rehandled after the fact.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd like it on record that we say yes.
We do have a contract. I have nothing to hide. I'm saying I don't have the contract here, Kim. You are more than welcome to come to the station. You're more than welcome to knock on my door and say, can I see that contract, Saveri Field?
Where's the money going? Is there a separate bank account?
You will have to talk to Anthony, who handles and manages the flow of money on that level. That is out of my jurisdiction, but we made preparations in order to monitor how much money has been set aside for the solar, or has been received for the solar project.
I see John Winger's hand, and we're crunching Alan Minsky.
We agreed to separate the motion, so I now move that all volunteers, particularly phone volunteers, get computer logins so they can use facilities and we track their access. Too.
There's a motion on the floor in a second. Is it the feeling of the board that before? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Martina.
I think the public needs to know what the board does too. Directly related to what John is saying. What Saveri came up with, like he said, was very much in collaboration with the staff, both paid and unpaid, with people who volunteer at the station. He gave a lot of time for comment from anybody to come and talk to him about the rules. There were serious security issues. As a woman at the station, as a small woman at the station, I feel better knowing that if I'm there late at night, people can't just come in and use the computers whenever they want. Secondly, we have programmers, mainly the volunteer programmers who don't have their own offices, who use the computer room to do their shows. When we have fun drives and all of the phone room volunteers want to use our computers, the room is packed and our volunteer programmers cannot do their shows.
Time, Martina, thank you.
I'm sorry. Can I have another 30 seconds because I'm a staff member? And this is like,
you're a staff
people
member?
Are being attacked. Okay.
Do you have your hand up?
This is Hill.
Chuck, you have your hand.
Number 8, it says public comment prior to passage of motions. We're ignoring that.
So my question to the LSB, the motion before the table, the motion before the board, and it's been seconded, is for public access to computers, correct?
No.
Or volunteer access to?
Volunteer access to the computers.
Okay. And
I'm sorry, I can get it out. If we decide that we're going over the heads of all of the staff of this station, everyone who went to Saveri and gave him input on this, I don't think we have the right here tonight to undo the policy. I think that's unfair. we all had a chance to go to Zuberry being decided to give him our opinion. I do not think it's fair to decide this tonight.
My suggestion, John, because that pertains to the management of the station and not directly the board, is that we take that up in a committee of governance, that it can be discussed further in a meeting with management. Is that acceptable to you?
Absolutely not. This goes to the fundamental issue. We ask our volunteers to come in and work their asses off during the fund drive, and we don't allow them to use the computers. In the last fund drive, one of the guys that voted for me, one of the guys that I've been talking to for about 10 years in the phone room, said, "Look, you know, can I use your laptop? I can't use the computer upstairs. They're hurting. It's just wrong."
Are
we in the middle of a motion that's been seconded?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay, I'll speak against the motion. Governance is governance, management is management. We do not have the information, part of which Bertina started to present to us, of the full scene. We're operating on a idyllic, wonderful world where everybody gets what they want. There's a limited number of computers. The first call on those computers is the programmers and their assistants, not volunteers, not phone room people. The first order of business is getting programs out. And that goes to staff and volunteer programmers. I'm not done speaking, John, and you're going to stay on the queue. You're not going to respond to me. So I'm speaking against the motion. I feel it's a job of management, not the job of governance, to control the access to our resources.
Okay, and the next hand I did see was Jim Lafferty.
Well, I agree completely with Ken, but more to the point, even if Ken is wrong, and he might be, I agree with him, I might be wrong, but I think the point is that try to make that decision now, given what Martina has said and what I understand from having been management at the station, is the problem with the station would be a foolish thing to do. It would undercut the programming of the station, which would be vital, which is what we're all about. So at any event, let's not have that motion tonight. I would move to table the motion until such time as the governance committee can consider the matter, discuss it with staff, and come back with an informed report as opposed to just what might be moving someone from an understandable good position at the moment.
Second on the table.
And Roger, you've had your hand up for quite a long time.
I would oppose to table it. The problem is, like, you know, this coming week, you know, we have to produce, right? We have to produce this coming week, this weekend. So last Sunday at 12, you know, there were no printers. And before that, about 9, I think, you know, there were no computers. So we ended up, you know, not even printing our work. And besides that, the point, I do agree to the $5. I don't care paying for $5 cost. It should not be extensive to the collectives that produce. We provided to Suvery a list of people, and then he told us that the first three would be free, and the rest would be $5. These are people who are spending hours, countless hours of work, you know, in production, and spending thousands and the time, you know, that they've been working for the radio, thousands of dollars going back and forth.
That's our time.
Yeah, that's what, you know, so we got to think about that.
Lydia is next on the stack. Lydia, for just a moment, let me answer this question. I'm asking Richard Vega, our parliamentarian, for a ruling for sure on this. So Lydia, please.
As many of you know, I'm associated with the Peace Center, and we have, you know, kind of community access, and Jim knows that we have to come up with like a system to facilitate all of that activity within the building. We tried different things, so I think it's worthy of further conversations so that everybody feels comfortable. And what we did at the Peace Center, for example, at one time, then it kind of fell away, but that you had to be sponsored by someone in the building. And then the building manager then had a list. Oh, A is sponsoring Wolf or blah, 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 you know, Veterans for Peace.
Yeah, that's our time.
Okay.
What I'm going to do at this point,
But that was my recommendation, is that we have some kind of further, more insight.
Bigger discussion than passing the motion. The motion's been, someone's motion to table the motion. And what I'm going to do, because we're so far off our agenda at this point, we haven't been able to hear from our program directors come here tonight to speak. I'm going to honor tabling the motion until the next meeting. And I think it does deem further discussion. And I would encourage the governance committee to address that, Mr. Chair, for the governance committee. And so I would invite Alan Minsky. I'm going to extend the time for you guys to speak to. We're both through it all the way here. We need a vote on the motion to table.
We need to vote on that.
We're going to vote for the motion to table, John. So voting for the motion to table John Winger's motion for volunteer access to computers. In favor of the motion to table, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Are these hands? 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, 14 in favor of tabling. Is that our majority? And against tabling the motion, show of hands. One coffee cup, two hands, three hands, so two hands and a coffee cup against. Any abstentions? One, two, three abstentions, so motion is tabled. I'm going to invite, just so the public knows, you will have your time to speak, but I want you to be able to hear both management representatives first, and then you'll have your moment to speak right after that. Sorry to keep you standing so long. Alan Minsky, I'm going to give you like 5 minutes.
Right, we're way over the time. Barrel through this, okay? I handed out the little sheet of the LSB about the fund drive. Big thing in program stations, the fund drive, it's about to begin. Our last fund drive was our most successful fund drive, at least on a daily average. Tied for the best since I've been interim program director, and actually going back to the beginning of Sean Heikemper's general managership. That was the December fund drive. However, there's great trepidation going into this fund drive. The three most popular thank you gifts from the last fund drive will not be in their same format, really, or as readily available. And in particular, there's a problem because while Uprising did an unbelievable job of getting their WikiLeaks USB sticks out to the people who donated, many other shows that offered it were not able to. That was a very timely process to compile that thank you gift. And so we're dealing with probably a greater percentage of people who haven't gotten gifts from the previous fund drive than ever before. Fund drives, I do want to say, I invited, and this has been a policy I've been moving towards since I've been interim program director. I think there were two shows on the programming grid that were not, every show basically was asked to fund drive this time. I sent out the email this week. You know, this was not the habit of previous managers. There was some exclusion of a lot of shows. We're simply not asked to, and we're expected to not be pulled during the fund drive. Fund drives themselves are devastating to our ability to build audience. And for these shows that are then off for three, sometimes four consecutive weeks in these big blocks, I think it's the people who turn to those shows don't know what's happened to them. They probably think they've gone away, and then they're probably surprised to find them back 6 weeks, 7 weeks when they turn up. So that's not policy this time. When you see shows that are gone in the first week of the fund drive, that's because those programmers have stepped up and said they're not prepared for the fund drive. We're not ready to do it, and the dates of the fund drive have been available to all the programmers for a while. Very few changes after March. There's one new show that I would like to, I'll do the same thing I did last time. I'll ask for shows to take a sabbatical. The shows that are coming back from sabbatical, they already have their place to slot in with other shows now that are taking sabbatical, but there's one outstanding new show I'd like to introduce. And I'll try to find a show that fits that kind of framing to try to take a sabbatical. There's one other new show I really like, but I think that's going to go to the news department team. I'll talk about that in a second. And then I'd really like to find a way to get Explorations and Alternative Radio back on. They've only been off since October. It was a strategy to bring new shows in October, knowing that I could use all of those shows during the holiday season, which I did miss only since the holidays ended, that we missed episodes or installments of Alternative Radio and Explorations, which are two exceptional shows. So I do look to bring those back. So I'd be looking for 3 hours of sabbatical.
Al Jazeera is going to be on. I can't say for sure when, but it's looking very much like a half an hour format at 6 p.m. There's a problem with how that will be delivered to us in a timely manner. The logistics of that aren't worked out. That will commence after the fund drive. Also expect it to be on this Friday at 6 p.m. again because of what's anticipated to happen in Egypt this Friday. This is the big thing from this report, and we're not going to have time to really go over it. But this body is going to have to do a gut check and determine how important, I mean, you guys and the general manager determine the budget and how important a reconfiguration of the KPFK News Department will be. I don't think we're going to be flush with cash coming out of this fund credit. I think there's a way that we can have a locally produced or a heavy more local content from our news department, plus headlines across the day, okay, from a news department with maybe only one more position added. One more position added in our budget probably means one position cut, but one of the important elements is how much of a priority that is for this body. That's going to be significant. So please reflect on that over the next month for me, like Michael, it is an extremely high priority.
So Alan, I have about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I sent out a little thing that Jennifer Kaiser sent to LSD members that had five things I was going to talk on. I left three out very quickly. The 24/7 Spanish language software is now arrived. That is going to be developed, and we'll have a 24/7 stream that's going to take place, and we'll be talking with the Spanish language programmers that we're meeting with tomorrow. I thought I'd be announcing that tomorrow, that this stuff has arrived, it's ready to go, but we're announcing it tonight. That'll, of course, be a group effort. It is no impact whatsoever on the station's commitment to over-the-air Spanish language. It's just another thing that KPFK is going to provide. And I do want to say that I've been working cooperatively with Spanish language programmers to set up something that is parallel to the LPAC in Spanish for Spanish language programs.
Alan, that's out of time.
And then the LPAC hasn't been meeting as much as it had been because I've been meeting and setting up this process with the Spanish language programmers, but before any programming changes take place. In other words, during the fund drive, and I just need those 3 hours and Al Jazeera. I'll be meeting with the LPAC at least two more times. That's my report.
Alan, I don't want to cut you short. Done officially 41 minutes on a 15-minute item, so I think we need to hear from the public on this because we've assured them they would, and I think the first person to speak, and we're going to hand you a microphone in just a second. We'll have 90 seconds.
The one thing from the Devon government committee was that we wanted to hear from people that had not yet spoken priority on the public comment. So if there are people who have not yet spoken, they should have the first.
I'm just going to police that. I don't know that was there a motion to that effect.
At the governance committee,
was there a motion to that effect?
All right.
So we're just going to start our time with a big break. We've got 7.5 minutes. You have 90 seconds. Turn it, go.
Okay. Now it's going to be an inverse order from what I had originally planned on saying when I first stood up here. The first question is, I heard from Alan, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Where is the LPAC in this decision-making process?
Nowhere.
Number two, I'm wearing red today as per the call of those Egyptians fighting for democracy in Tahrir Square. I don't see anyone else wearing red. Maybe you aren't on the same list I'm on, or listen to Al Jazeera. But I'm glad to see that you're concerned about decorum in the meeting. But I want to go back to what Ruben said earlier. It is outrageous that some of you, because you don't get your way, disrupt a democratic process. I think it's time that you all and we all learn from those people in Tahrir Square how to be both respectful and how to be revolutionary and get back to the values that we're supposed to be honoring. I have one last thing, and that is with regard, I think it's terrific that we're trying to get solarization. But what about the elevator and the money that was raised years ago for the elevator? Come on, folks. Let's get real. Let's be responsible. Let's follow on our commitments. Years ago,
money was raised, and where is that money? Is it not mixed with other money? Why isn't that being used? And why are we not making that priority? That is a legal issue.
We need to give everyone the chance to speak. Thank you.
I'm glad earlier today you defined the fact that you're going to allow the people to say what they want to say. You're going against censorship. However, in the case of the Chicano people here in greater LA area, that means the second and third generation, fourth generation Mexican Americans who are not getting any information, especially on issues such as the assassination papers on Ruben Salazar. It's not been brought out. Or La Causa, if it was still on the air, if it hadn't had a coup against it, because so-called anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic questions were raised, and it was decided behind the scenes. And I think Mr. Minsky was part of it, because Sean Heitkamper wrote a email to Mr. Gudino stating that a certain group of people did not want La Causa on the air. And it was never divulged who that was. And I think we need to have some kind of transparency here at this station and figure out who were those people. We don't know to this date. And our community is not being served, the Chicano people. Ruben Salazar is to this day, 41 years later, we do not know who gave orders to assassinate him. And we need to bring that out. And it has not done by the office of the OIR, Office of Informal Review, by the sheriffs. They need to have pressure on them to do this, and it has not been done because nobody here cares about the Chicano people at KPFK.
Thank you, Augustine. Doug, you're next.
When Cleveland put in utility DSL, the phone companies paid off the city council. They didn't get DSL for $6. When Santa Monica put in universal Wi-Fi, SBC paid off the city council with free phone for the city of Santa Monica if they don't put in computer access for every citizen. That's the way it's worked. The board has just been paid off. You guys will get access, and the illegals and the Spanish-speaking programmers and those of us who spend more time in the station worrying about security than management does won't have access, period, in the middle of the night when we get that chance because our days are full. We had 10 computers to begin with under EVA. Those things are not failing because volunteers are breaking them. They're not failing because volunteers are stealing them. They're failing because no one cares if they fail, and we're down to less than 5, and we have programmers who take that. One of our best programmers is not in an office. He has 7 hours a week, I think, maybe 6. But he has to come up there and use volunteer programming computers. That's wrong. He needs himself a desk and an office. He makes our money for us.
Thank you.
KPFK has been pushing DirecTV, the Harrison program. It is owned by Rupert Murdoch, Fox. They do not offer free speech TV, and I guess I don't know how many people here have ever watched free speech TV. It would put KPFK because it got to shame. And this is imagery live on TV. Channel 9415. Since 2000, I've been watching it. And Rupert Murdoch is sold to the listeners of KPFK as though Rupert Murdoch is our friend and that they're going to offer free speech TV. They do not. They have to spend a lot of money to get their Blu-ray. And they have been trying to eliminate Dish Satellite. And Dish Satellite is the only satellite that provides free speech TV on Channel 9415. Also, all the programming that Alan Minsky has been impacting negatively, he has been in the background while Armando Gudino was in charge. Alan Minsky was in the background doing his willing and dealing. So everything he does, he did then and has been doing today, is no surprise to me. And the website, by the way, LPAC, I came up with the name. I was the program oversight committee.
LPAC has not seen the day of light because you do everything unilaterally. And if you go to KPFK's website, the information on that committee goes back a few years
ago. We need to be able to accommodate everybody. Raise it forward. You're next up.
Yes, I'm happy that someone mentioned that we are going to hear Algerian news. Is that true that you created a committee of three people to choose what part of the news has been aired, should be aired? I could name the people too, for one.
You're asking me that?
If you want to use some of your response time, then you have to answer your question. Go ahead.
And the other thing, sometimes I hear some of the unpaid and volunteer, they come here with three buses. And I ask them, how much you pay? $5. $5. That's $5 to go back. This, you know, poor individual, how they could afford to come here to be volunteer for KPFK and at the same time, you know, to be locked not to go to the, you know, newsroom or other parts of the station. The other thing, they pay $5, but we are paying guard, hiring a guard, and listener has to pay for the guard here.
Thank you, Riza. Steve, you have the remainder of two people. We're short about 30 seconds. You've got about a minute.
Okay, just very briefly, I just wanted to comment on the process. I think this is a big advance in the last 4 months to have a station report. And I assume that's going to be a regular process. And therefore, when the questions were about solar, it would be appropriate to the board, my opinion, to say to the management, come back next month and with a full report with all the details and allow us to give oversight. And on any question, the board should be able to say to management, and management should say when asked the question, I don't have the answer, I'll come back with a report.
Tomorrow I will email, I believe I sent it a number of months ago, the outline and the details to the solar project. I'll send an email again tomorrow so you guys will have the details from A to Z on the project.
Thank you very much, Zubri.
Thank you.
So that completes our listener comment time on that issue. John Wenger.
Gamblin and Newberry.
And John, just so you know, their time is over. So we're almost 50-something minutes into 50.
Basically, here's the thing.
Move on to that.
Oral reports are fine for people with total rate recall. I never had it, and I lost what I did have of it.
You'd like a written report?
I'd like a written report every month from management, emailed to us so we have an electronic form for our historical archives.
Thank you. Rodrigo?
I'm very, very quick. One of the things, yes, I want to recognize Allah has been doing good work with the Spanish language programmers. You know, that's really good. The only thing, my question would be, Alan, yes. You know, because my representative, you know, just, you know, some of us are brave and freedom now, told me that, you know, their time is not coming back, you know, so the thing is that's a thing, you know, an issue that probably full discussion should be developed, you know, in that sense, you know, because of the situation. Yeah, but in terms of the Spanish, you know,
thank you.
So, yeah.
I have a question.
Kim, I'm sorry, through the chair. I'm addressing you now.
I'd like Alan to explain or say clearly, you're saying there was no fulfillment of the WikiLeaks USB, or there was some, but not all.
Kim, I'm sorry. We've gone almost 55 minutes now into a 15-minute section. I need to move the agenda along. Unless the board determines otherwise, then we're going to keep Alan and
ask the question. But this is an important question.
They're all very important questions, but we need
move
to move the agenda along.
5 minutes.
Yeah, I said move to 5 minutes.
Any objections to extending Alan Minsky's time 5 minutes and pushing back the rest of our agenda?
Yes, I have an objection. I've been on the list twice and never gotten called on, and I object to suddenly extending it because Kim wants to speak.
Thank you. We have an objection. So we call the question to vote. This is a vote to extend 5 minutes of Alan Minsky's presentation for questions.
It takes.
This is a two-thirds vote. We're going to extend this time. I call for the vote. We're going to extend the time 5 minutes. Show of hands. Takes two-thirds vote. Please put your hands up. One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not enough to pass. So thank you, Alan, very much for coming tonight. We look forward to hearing you again. Move on to our next item on the agenda is a report on the LSB dialogue process.
We have time, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Point of information.
Time me for dialogue. Yes.
What does that mean? Remove. Is this a report on the thing that we met on that wasn't a meeting that we shouldn't be talking about here?
This is an overview for the members that were not here and members of the public to just lightly touch on the things that we discussed, no specific issues or names or people, but just broadly delve into some of the things we were to.
So this is a report from the chair?
Yep.
Well, another question, Kim? Yeah, I mean, this is not LSB business, and we're theoretically doing LSB business here. This is not a public meeting. It was a publicly announced meeting. Not everybody came.
And that's why we're going
to
get a
report. No, I object to the point of having, like, you know, where'd you go to dinner last week? That's about what it is, a report of where some people went to dinner last week. It has nothing to do with LSB business. No business was conducted there.
Okay, duly noted, but it's on the agenda. I'm going to give a report
on that. Just because it's on the agenda, we didn't even approve this agenda.
Yes, we did.
I didn't. We didn't even go through it.
I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one on the
table.
So,
we didn't approve the agenda.
Yes,
we have 2 minutes for a report by the chair on that LSB dialogue process.
And Summer's raising her hand with her voice.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, sometimes we don't get a team, but I apologize. I have no problem with your giving a report, but just to the point of information, I don't believe we approved the agenda. We spent a lot of time approving the minutes. We never even discussed the agenda.
Thank you. And Martini, you have your hand up?
I was going to say, I sent it to Michael 2 minutes.
Thank you. Brenda, you have your hand up as well.
Can we make sure when people who usually speak are talking that there is a timer on them? Because lately, I haven't been seeing a timer go off. Just as a point of information.
Margie, you know that one.
Just
keep people on the timing. Thank you.
It's on order. I made a motion that we have 2 minutes for report.
A motion on this, 2 minutes for the report on the dialogue process. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Lamont Yakey. Voting for 2 minutes on the chair's report on the dialogue process. Show of hands, all in favor. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Against? Show of hands. One. Is that against? Two?
Yeah, sure, but it doesn't matter.
And abstentions? One. Two abstentions. Motion passes.
2 minutes?
Okay, 2 minutes. Boy, we crunched into our time there, didn't we? For the members that were unable to attend the dialogue session, we were able to cover a lot of ground in a short time. We were able to discuss, as a group of people familiar with the process of the station and the events that affect us, the topics that we need most to dig into more deeply, one of them being decorum, the other one is how to build an audience and to have better financial stability, and the question of LSB governance, should the LSB have more direct power. So we had an opportunity to break out into focus groups and share our ideas and come back to the group with some further concepts. One of the most important might be decorum, and we're addressing that tonight. We've already put some things into effect, and it's working much better than it has in the past. So I'm proud to say that some of the effects possibly of that breakout group have helped us. Briefly, some of the things they talked about, to keep an eye on my time, was how to deal with different types of individuals and different types of outbursts. And then suggestions were possibly to, again, refer it to governance to try to figure out how to we address each of these situations in their own variations. Insofar as governance, the question arose, does this body, should it have more direct power over the station or not? So thank you. People were able to dig into that and discuss that in some depth. There are also many, thank you, many important ideas about how to build the audience and to gain financial stability. How do we address the commuter audience during commuter times? How do we capture older and listener younger audiences? Anyway, this is just a broad overview, but more importantly, we were able to open a dialogue and open a discussion that broke down a lot of barriers and a lot of confusion on our board with people that felt other people might feel something else, and they came to certain determinations. When we opened up that dialogue, there were a couple cases in point where people were able to break down those barriers, make friends, and come to an agreement. Fortunately, there were at least some agreements come to as far as people saying, all right, let's put down the axe. The next item on the agenda are reports by committees, and I will ask to go last so I can hear all the reports first. The P&B director's report will be next.
Sure.
Do you want to give that summer as the chair pro tem, or do we want to have...
Well, typically in the past, all P&B directors who choose to give a report give a report. I think myself, Ken... and Lydia, so I think that's normally...
And what's the time for
that? You know, I can give a short report if I feel like... that's usually how we...
call a minute?
Two minutes.
2 minutes apiece?
Yeah, and we may not eat all that time. What I'm saying is just typically it's P&B directors may have
okay, so we'll have three P&B directors speak at 2 minutes apiece unless there's any objection. And Summer, I'll let you go first since you're now elected chair pro tem of the P&B.
Thank you. Okay, yes, the P&B, as we all know, is roiled right now with elections, disputes, and our last public meeting, the KPFK not having a budget still 4 or 5 months into the new fiscal year, of course, was brought up by other national board members because they'd like us to get our financial house in order and actually present the balanced budget and get it passed. So that's still a piece of pressing business that is here locally that we need to deal with. Everything else has been conducted in executive session since then. The two report outs that we agreed upon were that the matter this evening for which the delegates meeting would have been called was enjoined by a judge, and that the national board authorized our attorney to seek mediation and if not prepare for the hearing. And on the other matter, it was agreed to report out that regarding the KPFA situation and Mr. Siegel, that the board reaffirmed its previous ruling that he had effectively resigned or had been deemed to have resigned his position on the board when accepting a political appointment. And those two things were approved for report out in terms of progress on what's going on with the elections matters. And that's essentially all that's happening right now in terms of board business until we resolve these issues and have the in-person meeting on February 25th through 27th. And we'll see how it shakes out between now and then. Otherwise, everything's kind of on hold until we have the in-person meeting.
Where is that?
Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, the February 25th, 26th, and 27th. And I think that's pretty much it in terms of what can be reported at this time. Thank you.
And next,
other members.
Yeah, mine's on a report. Mine is actually because I don't know. I did hear the last public meeting where there was a lengthy discussion about the budget. So why don't we have it approved, and can we dedicate the next meeting to getting it approved?
Sure. May I answer that?
Yes, Lydia's time, so if you wanted to answer.
Thank you. The budget that was presented to us by management was presented many months late with gross clerical errors like local board expenses being $450,000, which, wow, I didn't know we spent that much money. Okay. It was took until the new fiscal year. It begins on October 1st. As of December 31st, because I was working this on New Year's Eve with Kim and our national CFO, management had projected essentially an additional $500,000 in revenue that wasn't supported by underlying data. Additional people who have been hired in the last year that didn't even appear in the budget, like basically just disappearing into line items. And the budget was not approved by the local finance committee. It was not in a condition to present to the LSB. It was not approved by the national finance committee, and it was not approved by the Pacifica National Board. And essentially it's been kicked back, and it needs to be worked on again with management, with the CFO, with the executive director, and the staffing and budgetary shortfall issues have to be addressed in order to present a balanced budget and actually have anybody else be willing to pass the budget from KPFK.
So, Lydia,
for sure,
your time, you have a few seconds.
Okay, well, so, but my other question is, but why don't, I've been on board a couple months now, why don't we have a copy of however flawed that budget is so that we can, as a, an LSB, consider it and reject it or tweak it or whatever? I mean, I don't know what the term is when it comes to the LSB.
Hey, we have the information. We have finance meeting, like, I handed out a letter to everybody.
Sorry.
Kim, you're out of order. If you could do that through the chair.
Important information.
Okay. Can you have a point of information?
I addressed the question to Summer.
Mr. Chair, may I just answer her one question? The budget was presented twice during the fall before the new LLC was seated. It was extremely flawed at that time. It has not been represented in its flawed condition. We will gladly forward a copy to the entire LLC so you can see what we're doing.
Thank you, Summer. We need our last report from Ken Aaron, I believe.
We had a meeting of the personnel committee, John Crumshaw.
This is the PMB director.
Sorry.
That's correct.
Nothing further to what Summer's Reese report.
Okay, there's a little time left. Mike, we have a question.
My question is, when are the PMB committees being formed, and how do we go about getting on
that? Ask Summer, and she'll keep it concise.
Sure, because of the difficulties financially this year for the foundation and the in-person meeting from the end of January to the end of February, those PMB committees can't be constituted until the in-person meeting at the end of this month. People can go ahead and they should be joining rosters here locally. That would be in Dutch's hands in terms of local community members who want to join national committees. But they'll be constituted at the in-person meeting at the end of the month because there was no way to do that telephonically.
And we have a brief moment for
which could you circulate a roster to the LSB of what PMB committees they'd like to join?
I'll return the chair for that. Leonard, your last question.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about what Lydia was saying, and that is if you're going to submit the budget, I sat at a finance committee meeting, and we went line by line, and nobody knew what those lines meant. So, you know, if I sit and go through that budget, I think Lydia's the same as me, is that I need to know that this is something more than somebody's imagination. And right now, it's somebody's imagination. So whoever, when that's presented, it's got to be presented in a form where somebody knows what those items are and what thoughts, you know, came to their mind when they put that in
there. Leonard, that's our time. Thank you very much. The next committee report will be from Program Oversight. Is that... And again, we'll give 2 minutes. Take your report.
Sure. The Program Oversight Committee has had one meeting so far. We basically try to review some outstanding old business, which include matters such as the previously passed policies regarding ICE raids and checkpoints and broadcasting those and several other items. We agreed that we wanted to meet with the, at this point, still interim program director and review a long list of items, including the state of the LPAC and various previously passed programming policies and how they have been implemented or not. We had tentatively scheduled a meeting with Mr. Minsky from February 16th, but I tried to get a hold of him 2 or 3 times and could not verify that until tonight, which is no longer within the reporting requirement. So we're going to notice the meeting for 2 weeks from tonight, which will be the 23rd, and he'll be able to attend. We can't do it at the station because that's still during the fund drive, so the location will be announced, but it will not be the station despite the desire of them being at the station because the fund drive will be proceeding. So we'll be looking at, again, what has been the process of implementing various LSB policy resolutions that have been passed and where that stands, what is the state of the LPAC, and other questions regarding the programming. And we hope to meet on a regular basis with the interim or eventually with the director.
Thank you very much, Michael. The next committee report from Outreach. Who's giving the committee report? Brenda, thank you.
Okay, so for the Outreach committee, we did we passed 2 motions that we wanted to forward to the LSB. One motion pertaining to supporting a group of high school students out of North Hollywood High School and more specifically in helping them any way, shape, or form to having access to the radio station and also to for coverage of their struggle. And the second motion was to also again support any type of coverage on the air of the struggles happening in Egypt and also in surrounding areas.
Do you have a copy of those motions for the board?
I can email them out.
Okay, and I just a reminder to the committee chairs, I sent out instructions to please, if there are motions that come from committees, have a couple copies handy so we have one for the secretary and myself, we can read them, and then the board can act on them more effectively. So if you're bringing these motions before the board, we can then vote on them.
Okay.
So you have another minute to finish your report, and then we can handle these motions.
And then the other portions of the meeting were just announcing different events that were happening in the community, and we will continue our work within the outreach meeting for the next meeting. We are scheduled to actually have, we haven't scheduled the next meeting, but I'm assuming that we will have it the third Thursday of this month, which is the 17th, and due to it being during the fund drive and also the amount of people that showed up to the outreach meeting, we're looking into another location to actually host the outreach meeting.
So your next meeting is scheduled for the 17th?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have if you don't have a time and location, that's okay. Do you have a time and location?
No, I don't.
Okay. And if you'll, yeah, just...
And that will be emailed out within the week.
Okay. Yeah, and a reminder, send that information to the secretary and we'll just send that to everyone, and then we'll get it posted in a proper and timely fashion on the website for the public at large. So there sounds like you're bringing two motions before us. One of them was to support these kids from North Hollywood High. Do you want to state the motion clearly for the board to address?
I actually don't have the concrete motion because I will not email the minute.
Okay,
specific language.
You don't have that motion in its form to present. So do you have the other motion in its text?
No, I don't. I don't have either one.
All right. So then we can leave that for the next meeting if that's acceptable. The next committee report will be from governance, which John Winger.
Okay. I didn't take any notes on my computer, so I don't have any of those. I lost the notes that Lamont took for me. I came down with the flu, and I actually never even read the notes very carefully. I think we might have passed a couple of motions, but I've lost all the information. I never again will not take notes on my own computer, so I don't have a good thorough record. All I did was just call out people, and that's not a useful way for me to spend my time in a meeting. And on the other hand, I have created a website for the Governance Committee to use with all kinds of high-tech tools, and that includes all of the listener members if people want to use it. I built these things in the past. One of the things is to feel the dreams that you get, people might come, but they might not as well. Anyhow, I have some technology to share with the LSB and also to share with the listeners. It's good stuff, and you guys ought to take a look at it. And by the way, I will once again try to on the National Technology Committee, since that is what I do in my spare time while I'm retired.
And thank you, Mike.
I'll take questions, I guess.
After his committee reports done, I have to ask something.
Since John didn't have the notes for that committee meeting, so permission, I'd like to just share that with you.
Yeah.
There was an extended discussion, but there were four motions. There were four motions passed. The first one was that there would be four 7.5-minute time periods for public comment for the period. This was the motion that was put forth by Michael here at Novick, which moved second and passed. There was a second a motion. Sorry, guys. Okay. Second motion here was to start at 6:30 p.m., which we obviously did. That new second passed. There was a third motion. Any of that. It's just a kicker. Okay.
These are motions to go before the board. You certainly should be able to read them to the board.
Okay.
So you have two more motions you wanted to bring up. There's four motions passed. Is that correct?
The third motion was move second to pass.
The delegate to the
was that we're about to start at 6:30 p.m. The third motion was to have our delegates meeting at 8 p.m., but since that's been canceled, and then the final and fourth motion, move second and pass, that we would have Kurt's
Thank you. Thank you very much for your report and your motion. That will address all of these emotions. These emotions of time starting, ending the meeting, the forum, and the fourth being the public comment. Right. Ollie Alexa, my apologies for not seeing you earlier.
Questions. The governance committee sets the agenda for the meetings.
Yes.
Second question. I've asked for the last three LSB meetings to get the program director search committee on the agenda. We have four empty seats we need to repopulate so we can resume the work of finding a program director. I apologize for not being here for the approval of the minutes, but we do need to repopulate this committee so we can continue our work. A new GM should be seated soon, and we need to have a program director candidate or candidates ready to present to them.
Well, I make a motion that we have. Do I need to make a motion?
Kim, would you like to speak through the chair? Kim, if you'd like to speak through the chair, raise your hand. Michael, you have your hand up.
Well, I also asked about the program director search committee at the last meeting, and so if it's appropriate, I'd like to move that we reconstitute that committee and repopulate it. Immediately. I shoot the details of the status.
What would be great is if we can just right after this put it under old business. Is that okay? And we'll have the discussion at that point. There's a hand up here from Kim.
Well, but we just say that we will have an election next meeting. I mean, we can talk about it, but put it on the agenda for next meeting that we will have elections and whatever is required for elections.
As chair of that committee, I think that would be acceptable. That way we could send out all the details to the entire board so they're prepared for this at the next first order of business, hopefully the next meeting.
And Summer, you're next.
Thank you. And I think just to be clear, you're not talking about reconstituting the committee, but rather filling the vacancies that were vacated by people who left the board, correct? Okay. Thank you.
And I think Ken Aaron. Okay, thank you very much. The next committee report is finance with our treasurer, Kim Kaufman.
Okay,
you pass over the microphone.
Okay, I'm sitting here because I have some notes on my computer. And I believe I passed around the motions that came out of this committee for people to read. So if you have a little piece of paper, okay, so we met on January 31st at the station. The people that showed up was Ken Aaron, Craig Blair, Leonard Eisenberg, me, Brenda Medina, Dutch Merrick, Margie Murray, Summer Reese, John Langer. Martina Steiner got an excused absence. Fred Plunder did not. I did not hear from him. The public members attendees were Doug Barnett, Marla Bernstein, John DeSimio, John Gary, Maria Dolores Gonzalez, and Frank Aviles. We tentatively set the next meeting for March 14th, depending. Okay, Kevin's telling me I shouldn't mention that. It's tentative based on the new GM. No, I'm sorry. I wanted to. So it's a tentative meeting based on the new GM, because that's really what we need to meet with in order to make any progress. We went over the budget and just did some introduction to the budget for new people. We passed these two motions. I believe everybody has a copy at this point, and I see people reading them. I will read them if you want.
Please, just read them out.
The first one is from Mr. Wanger and Ms. Reeves.
And it's not necessarily for who wrote it. Just tell us what the motion is
from
the committee.
Resolve that the management prepared budget shall contain the financial details of the proposed solar project, breakdown of listener and grant funds, and the details of all contractor employees, that is to say 1099 employees. Any discussion?
Well, in the second motion, finish your report and then we can put the motion before the
let's
board.
Let's do one at a time, you know.
Can we do as we did in the previous committees and then let you read them? Because you're out of time, we'll let you read the motions and then we'll put them both before the board.
Okay.
So the
resolve that KPFK management shall open a separate designated account for all funds solicited and collected for the solar project, and that all funds already collected for this project shall be immediately deposited in this account.
Okay, so there's two motions before this board. We'll start with the first motion about the budget containing details of the solar project. Mike,
I just want to make a point on order that we will have public comment prior to voting on these motions.
Thank you.
Martina, it's in the agenda.
Public comment. I just want a confirmation. These things are always the board can decide these things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll suss that out.
Responsibility.
Any more hands on this, Ken Aaron?
Where are we with the motion? Somebody's got to make the motion, second it before we discuss it.
That's why I wanted to do one at a time.
Can she make the motion and somebody?
If anybody would like to make a motion in this body, you're perfectly welcome to this.
Well, I'm
going to
accept the first motion and then take public comment on it.
Yeah, I second the motion.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so we're accepting the motion, and is someone making the motion before the body?
Well, it came out of committee.
So essentially, as you're making the motion, you're seconding, and we're looking for
motion. Motions from committee don't require a second.
Yeah, but they come to that committee. It's before the body, but she reads it. That's why she wanted to do one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Well, this could let her finish her report, and then we're going to deal with the motions one at a time. Mm-hmm. So you're asking for public comment at this point?
No, you are.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
I just made a point of order that we need to hear public comment before we vote on the motion.
Exactly. It's been like that always.
So let's do this. We have our 7.5 minutes of public comment, and also keep in mind it's 9:25. So let's.
Did you have a personnel committee?
What's that again? No,
we have the committee report.
We have not heard personnel yet. No.
I was just looking at the
And since these motions are before us, we need to move on.
Point of information, personnel committee have two motions also, so I would offer that we break the 7.5 minutes up so they would comment for each.
That sounds like a reasonable plan, but unless there's any objection, we'll let the listeners comment on all four motions. So I'll take a report from the personnel committee.
And then we'll do the motions.
Yes, very good.
Okay. Personnel committee met. John Crumshaw was elected.
What?
I called for objections. We have one block of listener comments, and this will give them a chance to hear all four motions. They can comment, and then we can deliberate the motions, unless you have an objection. Thank you, Ken Aaron.
Personnel committee met. John Crumshaw was elected chair. He has an excused absence tonight. People were there. We'll talk about personnel. And we have two motions that were approved by the personnel committee unanimously. Would you like me to read them now?
Please.
I'm sorry, I didn't. I only have one copy. So. Okay.
What was withdrawn?
No, there's two that were not withdrawn. That the chair, being the chair of the OSB, present the following request to the interim general manager. The personnel committee would like to review the different types of agreements that exist between the station and programmers, and any basic template from which specific agreements are derived.
Can you repeat the word?
What?
Someone's asking to repeat
the word. Sure. That the chair present the following request to the interim general manager. The personnel committee would like to review the different types of written agreements that exist between the station and programmers, and any basic template from which specific agreements are derived. That's one motion. The second motion is, in order to ascertain if KPFK is in compliance with Title VII requirements for training on sexual harassment and discrimination in the workplace, the personnel committee requests a report of the record of training completions of all staff, paid and unpaid, and volunteers, including dates. If this is considered confidential, then a summary report can be presented, listing a number of staff and volunteers that have started the training, completed the training, and never started the training.
Thank you. So we've heard the four motions, and this is our opportunity for the public to offer the comment, and then we can open our deliberations. So we'll start 7.5 minutes for a minute and a half for the first speaker.
I want a specific KPFK to please pay attention to Free Speech TV, Channel 9415, specific to shame, and it's only available from Boulder, Colorado on Dish Satellite, which we are promoting under the Harrison Show that DirecTV can offer, which does not. So what we're doing indeed is promoting Rupert Murdoch Fox on KPFK. Okay, in 2005, when the Outreach Committee was first founded, we proposed to Eva Georgia a budget of only $60,000 to really get the word out for KPFK into the community. Today's 2011, shame on us. The wheels get reinvented So now Sue Barry Fields is talking about reinventing the wheel. No, it's because all of you, every other cycle, are asleep on the wheel. But we want to maintain order, don't we? The other issue is that I am a person that has been fighting for KPLK for years. I am not being locked out of our station. My station. I urge this body to really pay close attention. Who are we keeping out systematically? What danger, what harm this is causing us long term? Okay, thank you. I have to go.
Thank you. The next speaker?
Roger. Two things. One, I believe that Zuberry specifically mentioned that the accounts for the solar canopy are segregated already, and they have been set up. And if not, I agree, yes, that should be done. And also, it's a model for other dedicated projects that we could ask on the air for money for specific things and then segregate the accounts within the accounting procedures of the station and be clear about where the money is going and where it comes from. And all in a second, the Programming Oversight Committee had a presentation from three very together young people from North Hollywood High on opposition that they are facing to their projects to prevent drafting of people in their high school to go fight in the wars. And I think we, according to our mission, should be able to support them directly and bring them in. And that's not the only community groups that are available. Also, the Black Writers are a worthy group that should be on our air whenever possible. And that means that programmers themselves need to take the initiative to ask those people and go to them and bring them in when it's possible. We've always asked, here's an opportunity where we can, in fact, support and bring young people into the station with their own causes, and these people were organized.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
Thanks.
I've been treasurer of the Green Party of Los Angeles County, or assistant treasurer, for about 6 years. The solar project is a joke. The painting in the lobby puts the sun in the north. I hope Zuberry can pull it off. We spent $11,000 removing trees 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. We're going to spend another $30,000 pulling all those trees out of there to make this work. I got two net zero bids. I got one net zero bid back 5 or 6 years ago. When they looked at our physical plant, they said, no way. Too much trees, too much shadowing. Kameo made the same offer. When he looked at the physical plant, he said, no, too many trees, no way. The DWP looks at solar as load. We will have to replace our underground substation under our parking lot, and we'll have to replace our panel. The cost is huge. There are other ways we can be green. The global warming involved with this solar situation will be 10 years before payback, not counting the money, not counting how much the photovoltaics cost in global warming, blah, blah, blah. Security is one thing in that station. The front door does not latch. It has not latched in 8 years. That's all. The rest of this is a straw man. It's bullshit. The only security issue in that station is the front door does not latch on its own. Very simple cost. Neither Nathan or Zubay has ever fixed the front door. I would like to congratulate the Personnel Committee for bringing to the board a motion within its scope of authority, well crafted, to minimize the need for extensive board debate.
Great.
All right.
I've been looking at the website for WBAI, and they're really radical. And all these things, we went and helped them and stuff. They're going ahead and they're putting on the 990. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's Pacifica's money that we spent on a CFO, on the general manager for all Pacifica from 2008. There's other things that they have on their website, which is really interesting, which is projects that they do with the public, and it's all reported out. They have a new one for 2010. I'm really impressed with it. If you look under their governance section, you'll see these things. You'll see the things that they're doing right out in the open. I think that we need to be out in the open on the projects that we're doing, because that way we can all help
add to those projects, and we will know instead of it all being in secret.
Yeah.
There's no further comments from the public. Is it okay with the board? We just get the last report out before we call the motion on these four motions. LSB chair report. I'll try to be brief. I've done my best to. I'm sorry, Kim. What was that? I'll call on you to speak. Thank you. I'm going to try to do my best to be brief. I'm trying to do the best that I can as the new chair. I've been on a lot of other boards, and I've been a member of this board for a year now. And so I made it my goal to make myself available to attend every committee. And I made the very tail end of one, but otherwise I've made every committee so that I could observe and participate fully as an ex officio member. Some of the things that I noticed, the main thing is that there's some confusion with guidelines for committees and how they're run and what the rules are. Who gets to participate, who gets to vote, what constitutes a committee. So I would suggest, based on that, the governance work on perhaps a handbook or a set of guidelines that we can give the committee chairs to clarify that, to get past those questions and confusion. One of the things I noticed is that there was a committee that had been sending motions to the PNB. And a reminder that these committees are not committees of the PNB, they're committees of this body. So motions from a committee have to come back to this body. They can't go from a committee of this body to another body. It's just not the way it's done. Space and time, one of the meetings at the station had an overwhelming response, over 40 people in a very small meeting room. So not only was it awkward for the people involved, but they left the room a mess. We had complaints from the station management. So I would urge all committee chairs to find the best venue based on the estimated attendance for their place. If the station isn't big enough, find another room. And at any venue, to maintain it respectfully so that we're welcome back, especially our own station. Additionally, let me find my notes here. Thank you very much for reminding me of time. I'll let the clock tick while I find my notes. No, hold on just a second.
Okay. Last call for coffee.
Well, last call for coffee. No, I'll answer. I was asked a minute ago to remind people there's a donation box at the back of the counter so we can be self-supporting, self-sustaining. There is a donation box, so please throw in a couple bucks. It'll help pay for the wonderful food we have and other expenses. That's the bulk of my report. I'd love to send to governance to work on a set of guidelines for all committee chairs to be understanding. Yes, Summer?
Point of information, in terms of some of that has been set out in terms of committee structure, just in terms of populating, they're supposed to take the roster for the first 3 months of the year, and if the members of the public have attended all three of those meetings in April, you're supposed to set your roster. That doesn't deal with all your other problems, but it should deal with who the committee composition is.
Well, we'll republish that to all the committee chairs to disseminate to the committee so there's further clarity on the rules and on the guidelines. We did have a committee that attempted to have everybody in the room be a voting member, which, you know, that's exactly against them. Mike, well noted.
I was going to move to call the question on the motions from the Finance Committee.
Okay, we're calling the question a second. Can I just answer one last question, if yours, and then I can be done?
That's what I was calling. Let's move the agenda.
Right, we've got twins. Very good. So we'll call the question on the motions. The first motion at hand, in order that was presented, was the first one from Finance. The motion. Resolve the management prepared budget shall contain the financial details of the proposed solar project, parentheses, breakdown of the listener and grant funds, and the parentheses, and the details of all contractor employees, i.e. 1099 employees. We'll call for a question.
Can I briefly motivate that as the original maker of the motion?
It's motivated.
It's motivated by the committee. And we're running out of time. Just, you know, it's 9:38, so we have about 12 minutes.
Well, can I just answer Roger's question then, because it relates to both of those?
What, under whose question?
Roger had brought up a question.
No, it's...
We need to move forward on the vote, unfortunately. No.
Well, these things, We have a call for the vote.
So all in favor of passing this motion as just read, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor. And those against, please raise your hand. 1, 2, we have 2 against. And any abstentions? 1, 2, 3. One abstention. Motion passes. Second motion in order is resolved that this is from finance. Resolved that KPFK management shall open a separate designated account for all funds solicited and collected for the solar project, and that all funds already collected for this project shall be immediately deposited in this account. Vote on for this motion, please.
Well,
show.
Do people get to have a discussion if they have any issues with it?
We've called the question and all the motions.
We don't have time.
So if you want to vote for this, if we have a vote in favor, raise your hand. If one, two, three.
In favor?
Four in favor. Five. Okay, we're going to start this again. All hands in favor, raise your hands now.
Second motion.
Second, seven motions.
Second motion.
This is the motion that I just read about the opening the designated account for all funds solicited for solar projects.
Not bank accounts.
In favor.
No, a bank account.
Show of hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor. Any against this motion, please show your hands. 1, 2 against, and any abstentions? 1, 2 abstentions. Motion passes. John, would you read the, John Gary, would you please read the third motion?
Mike. That the chair present the following request to the IGM. The personnel committee would like to review the different types of written agreements that exist between the station and programmers and any basic template from which specific agreements are derived. That's personnel.
So we're calling for the vote on that motion. Raise your hand if you're in favor of that motion. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you raising your hand now? I'm going to start the count again. This is for late arrivals. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in favor. Those against this motion, please raise your hand.
Can you read them?
None against. Any abstentions on the motion? One abstention, two abstention.
Oh, abstentions.
Three abstention. Four abstention, five abstention. Okay. Is everybody clear on this vote, on this LSB?
No.
For this motion? Omar, would you like the motion repeated?
Well, honestly, I didn't vote whatsoever because I haven't really received any sort of information. Plus, there's no discussion, so there's no need for us to vote if there's no discussion.
Yeah, why can't we have discussion?
Because we don't have
Thank you. The question was called for the vote.
I just called the question for finance.
All right, I'm going to briefly open the discussion on this motion that John Gary just read to accommodate people that are unfamiliar with what it is.
Okay, I'm going
to
motivate the motion. The point is that there are programmers and there are stations. We don't know what agreements exist. People have it in their head that they own the content that they create, or the station owns it, or it goes to the archives. Who owns the content? How long am I guaranteed to have that spot, even if the only person that's listening is my mother? We don't have any written, or we want to know what the written agreements are, so that then we can, as a governing body, recommend a standardized agreement between programmers and management. So we want to first, before we come in and say, oh, this is what you should do, we want to see what they're doing. That's all we're asking for. To be informed of what the existing agreements are and any templates that they use to derive agreements where they, you know, they include or omit certain paragraphs.
Thank you, Ken.
It's an informational motion.
Ken, thank you. Your question, Rodrigo.
I don't know if it's exactly related, but you know, now you mentioned that there is an issue about personnel. There have been some elections, some of the members are challenged by management sometimes on their membership. You know, whether they don't have, you know, enough time, you know. So those things are protected the personnel. So. Maybe, I don't know, it doesn't really go with this one, but I think it's related somehow, because some people complain that they don't get the ballots because they were not considered as, you know, staff, unpaid staff. And so and they wanted to find out. You know, they brought that to my attention, actually.
Thank you, Ken Aaron.
That's a different subject, which has to do with membership. This has got to do with the relationship between a programmer, paid or unpaid, and the station. What agreements do they have in writing?
Martina?
I would support a template or a, with names removed, but I can't support the combined motion.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'll take that as a friendly amendment.
Well, it doesn't specify. It says types of written agreements.
Right. He's correct.
They don't see it. It says types of written agreements and any basic
template. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Okay.
Any further questions on this vote before we call for the vote? Michael Delbert?
You'll have to enlighten me. Are we saying that the programmers, paid or unpaid, are considered personnel and fall under the purview of the personnel committee?
Yeah, personnel. We want to know what the agreements are between the personnel and management. What their agreements are. The program.
Yeah, personnel is salary.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have outbursts from the audience. So,
I didn't really get the question.
My question is, are we saying that programs, paid or unpaid, are personnel? And therefore fall under the purview? Because the list that commented on the well-crafted
If you could please,
personnel committee within its purview. So I'm looking for
a please, if you could get out of the circle.
I can't address that. This is a motion. Whether or not came from he came.
Hold on,
he was on the committee.
I was on the committee.
Leonard.
Okay.
I'm calling on you to speak now.
Just no question.
The question is this: is that if you have somebody who's paid and compensated, then there's a question who owns the company and what they're doing. However, if somebody is working on the station and is not compensated, there's a very strong argument that there's no contractual relationship because you haven't paid them for anything. So there needs to be a written agreement. You need to understand. We're not saying what the relationship should be. We want to know what the relationships are so that we can figure out in our furtherance of our position on the board as protecting this organization. What is the relationship that we have with the people that work for us? Who owns the content? What is their relationship? What is the general template?
Thank you. Is everybody in a position where we feel comfortable making a vote now? Any further questions? We move forward to the vote.
Well, I would say call the question.
Thank you. We're calling the question. So all in favor of the motion as read, please raise your hands high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Rodrigo, are you voting or are you talking?
Yeah, I'm voting.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Any against this motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. 3 against. And any abstentions on the motion? 1. Thank you. Motion passes.
2.
Is that 2? Are you 2 abstentions?
2 abstentions.
Thank you, Ariana. John, would you please read the fourth and final motion?
In order to ascertain if KPFK is in compliance with Title VII requirements for training on sexual harassment and discrimination in the workplace, the Personnel Committee requests a report of the record of training completions of all staff, paid and unpaid, and volunteers, including gays. If this is considered confidential, then a summary report can be presented listing the number of staff and volunteers that have started the training, completed the training, or never started the training.
Brief questions on this. We have about 2 minutes. No questions. We call for the vote. All in favor of this motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor. Against, please raise your hands. Abstentions, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 abstentions. Motion passes. Thank you. Go through those 4 motions. Do you have a question, Michael?
Just a brief point of personal privilege. Since the chair of the committee is not here, I'd ask the chair if I'd be listed as a member with an excused absence. My wife was playing late. I just want to make sure that.
Sure. I don't think we need to do that through the board. You can ask me to add you as a member of that committee. Thank you. The next thing on the agenda was the discussion of the committee-related processes. We're down to like a minute here. If if it is okay with the board, if I can just jump to two quick things that we can maybe knock out and then put all this on next month's agenda. Question came up from finance that we have a budget. It was shown that we have a budget for this board, for this body. So it suggested that we become accountable for our own budget as well as the budget for the station. Currently there's, I think, Kim, $300 a month in the budget, or is that correct?
Okay,
well, there's a budget for the LSB, and right now there's no process. I'm sorry, there's not a process to determine what's paid for, what's not, what's the budget. Where do we stand on our spreadsheet? Summer?
Yeah, that's not really true. The budget last year, we passed all this 2 years ago. It's $150 a month for the room. We try not to spend that. If we can't, don't have to spend it, beautiful. It's $150 a month for food. If we don't spend that much, beautiful. And it's $100 for the secretary. That's $400 a month. That's what we allocate in the budget for the LSB in total. It's in the budget every year. I personally take extreme umbrage of being criticized in the hallways by staff for providing food for the LSB because I slept across town to do it, and all I do is get reimbursed for the food. And I did it today against the behest of the chair and some staff, and it's in the budget, you know. It has been in the budget, just like advertising was in the budget. All this stuff doesn't happen.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm happy to see you through Kim because I'm really, I know I've been reimbursed $100 for the gas with P&B in July of last year, and I'm really offended by hearing that I personally resented because I get reimbursed for doing food. I'm really offended. So anyway, that's what's in the budget. That's what's going to stay in the budget until this LSB, if they decide they're not worth $5 a head per month in coffee and food, beautiful. Vote it down, and I will stop schlepping.
Thank you, Summer.
Thank you.
And so what I was suggesting is that we get a regular report of what our expenditures are, and then we, let me just finish this point. I'll first certainly call on you that we give a monthly report from the treasurer what our expenditures actually are, and that the finance committee comes up with a process by which we approve expenditures, perhaps treasurer and chair signatures. Martina?
I've this has kind of become my issue. The board is spending, and I'm not saying that we don't deserve, I'm not saying that people don't, you know, contribute their time. I'm saying $4,800 a year for the board is not tenable in times of financial crisis, especially when as a board we go to the station and we're always asking them to be fiscally responsible. I think we need to be fiscally responsible, and $400 a month is extreme. So what I would propose before handing it off to finance for it to languish in the committee is that at the next meeting we bring this up as a first order of business, and I can present what I was going to present, what was on the agenda that we're not going to reach, and then we can take a vote as a board.
Which is how we got this in the budget in the first place, was a vote of the board.
Well, I would like to, we have a new board.
Martina, if I might, I would love to entertain a brief motion that we direct the finance committee and the treasurer to bring back a thorough report at the next meeting so she can give us a foundation from which to have this discussion, and we do add it to the
order. I have the LSB budget from September of 2009 to September of 2010, so I can give an accurate assessment of where our expenses went for that period of time. So I'm on the finance committee, I'd be happy to participate in that, but I would like to individually have a couple minutes to present to the board our finances have gone, and then we can talk.
Can we
vote
add that?
Board.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you because we're literally out of time, and that's it. Can we add that? I entertain a motion to add that to next month's agenda, that we have this as a topic, that we direct the treasurer and finance committee to bring a report so that we have information, and also offer you time to present your report to the board as well. Someone want to make a motion to that effect? We have a motion. Is there a second?
Well,
and a second?
What kind of report Martina would make under what?
Well, she can certainly join. She can join.
She volunteered to be on the finance committee. I'm more than happy to put her on the agenda.
Right, and she's asked to put this on new business, and we'll certainly entertain that. If it's not covered at the finance committee meeting, we can entertain this at that.
I would like time, not because new business tends to be at the end of the agenda that doesn't get addressed. So
can we put it in a committee report? If you're in the committee, it'll be part of the committee report.
But I would like to give my own report.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. I have one more minute, and then the issue dies.
It's completely out of order. Okay. It, like,
totally. She can bring a motion like anybody else. It should go through finance. Where the hell it went the last time, which is how it got the LSP, which is why it got passed by this body. There are philosophical differences on whether you feed the people you work with or not. We have philosophical differences.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't just come up as a motion.
The motion's not about whether you feed people or not. The motion on the table is, do we direct finance committee to bring a report next month to show where we stand financially?
Well, that would be appropriate. Martina's not attending.
Someone call for the vote.
Somebody who's actually...
We're being signaled by the fire department. Yeah, what's second? By Brenda. So I call for the vote. We have the fire department asking us to leave. I'm calling for the vote on the motion. All in favor of directing the finance committee to bring a report on the LSB budget and expenditures for next month.
That's excellent.
Calling for the vote. We have 1, 2,
hey, Marie.
3, 4, 5, 6. Anyone in favor of this motion? 7, 8. We have 8 in favor. Against? All against, show your hands. Martina, put your hand up before.
It was up for me.
That's 9. Against, 1, 2, 3. Abstentions? 1, 2. Motion passes. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
We have about a minute to get out of here. If I can direct you guys quickly, we do want to put all the tables at the back in rows with chairs behind them as though it's a classroom. Leonard, if you can help Jason put sound equipment. John, you take your notes.